Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dia. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
So I walked through the valley of death. I never got lost or took cowardice steps. I moved honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty, but wouldn't trade God for success. In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinating, reality rap, not the fabricated. We'll have you anxious to sell weight, but fed the patient like architects building cases. The foundation is information. I give it my lyrics, ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier, melanated descendants of slaves who found ways to elevate it.
Grey's anatomy, amazed with duality. I inhaled and propelled through polarities. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number four is factually. I'm the core, conquistador, the faculty. Bastard seed, black fatigue. Prestigious, since he leases from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger strapped with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approved, cop and bounce. Never announced financial loser, stop the count. Lost but found, was both in the same breath. The souls remain fresh, every dose came correct. The game was spec, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarding. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Al. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in life, bruh, man. But I kick back and roll perp up, yes. And write an ill flow when the surf's up, yes. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Short nights make the days longer. Problems start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread in a duffel or two long guns. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the chalk away. My problems way well walk away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake light. 7 days in a week, I'm on the 8th night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Radio, what's happening, everybody? Tuesday night. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here in the studio. I'm having a blast. I'm feeling good tonight. I can't get enough of that Cormega song because I don't know, man. That AZ Styles P Redman, the beat. Come on, man. It don't get no better than that. And fortunately, we can look forward Thursday night at 8:30 to have the man himself on our airways, Cormega. Obviously, just dropped his new album, Mega Philosophy, and it's phenomenal. I have to say, in a real, real sense, as I got cops going by the studio because we in the city still, you know what I mean? But, hey, that's a real album, you know, and the way music is in 2014, I just got to say, like, I really enjoyed it. It really kind of took me back. And when people, you know, conceptually put an album together, made themselves, you know, a real LP, if you call it. Of course, I got my brother in crime chilling with me, Math 4. What's happening with you, homie?
Yo, Die 4 Radio, we back, motherfuckers. What up?
You already know, man. I'm having a good time right now. I'm having a good time. You know, I can't wait to play some of this music. I got some exclusives. I also got what I'm going to do because I know we can have some callers. I talked to a few people earlier, and they hit me up to who was the guest. You know, we're actually not doing guests tonight. We're just going to have fun and relax. But what I want to do bring up is, you know, some of the best interviews and best moments that the people thought on Die 4 Radio. So saying that, I'm also going to dig back in the vaults a little bit and play some of the songs of the guests that we had that they dropped at that time when they, you know, were on there and just kind of take us back forth what we've been doing because we've accomplished a whole lot and the future's only getting brighter. So, you know.
That's perfect. That's perfect. You know, we haven't hit a year yet, but we're almost near that point. But, man, we have a lot. We have a lot. If you go check the archives, man, you'd be surprised on who we have on there. And when you listen to the programs and the shows that they've done in the archives, you'd be surprised on what these artists are saying. These are exclusive interviews we get. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So, no, we're definitely going to dwell back into some things and talk about some new things and some old things. So, you know, but while we're just chilling, I'm actually going to get into some music. I got this new Apathy I'm sitting on right now, Summer of Sin, Die 4 Radio. We're coming right back with y'all. Let's go.
The forces of good and evil seem to reach their peak.
Here we go. You
know. Come on. Going out the wicked like God, this is devil. Going out the wicked like God, this is devil. Going out the wicked like God, this is devil. Going out the wicked like God, this is devil.
Cape Cod, Block Island, got your whole block wildin'. Bridgeport to Newport, nothing funny, stop smiling. Money piling, sunshine, unwinding, water blinding. Ray-Bans, polarized, no disguise, summertime in New England. On a boat with a few women, who's swimming? Start sniffing, talking quicker than the fool snickin'. Get out my beam, a bitch, your bathing suit is still drippin'. Why you trippin'? Can't you see I'm on a mission? Girls kissin', this is cool, stay sippin' till I'm pissin' in the pool. Last day we skippin' school, as a teen, now I'm all about cash and vagine. Make a fucker in the ass with a little Vaseline in the bubble. Don't struggle, get your money and hustle. I'm chillin' at the Oyster Club, Prince Edward Island muscles, and I radiate cool like the Fonz. But I'm hotter than the sun, fuckin' blonde, so they skin turns bronze. With a bomb bomb, pukin' liquor on the homie's lawn. People quotin' these songs like they were holy Qurans. You want a Boston Whaler, a skiff, inhaling a spliff. Dick stiff, getting throat while your little boat drift. That's New England lifestyle, homie. Peep the pedigree, my Ouija board channels energy from dead Kennedys like Caroline's dad. Got a maritime flag on the cover for the summer with designer travel bags on.
Going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil.
Hit the beach every day and pray for heavy waves. Got a bitch named Becky, you dressed like Betty Page. Better chill, for I chase her around like Benny Hill. Fucked her in a poison ivy patch, where's the Benadryl? Summer's magic, back and forth, you can find me at the shore. Arguing if we should take the Bourne on the Sagamore. Foul mouth, foul mouth, kids are loving my rap. Cause I represent the East and put New England on the map. From Stoneham and Borough all the way to North Turo. In like less than 3 hours with the Audi Turbo. It's like, I like loud music, party invader. That's word to your mother's black dog windbreaker. I'm so nautical, nautical's not an option. They jockin' the J. Crew that I'm rockin'. I'm so poppin', I'm popular. Pop shots at the rappers who rap regular. Retina scans the infrared signature like a predator. Apple president, preference of people who represent the place of my residence. And you can see evidence all the way from Connecticut out to Venice with evidence. My sentence to shake up the ocean floor and stir the sediments. Bodies bobbing on the water surface like a buoy. Coochies with the coochie cutter short showing booty. This is not a movie, this is really and truly an East Coast summertime, so unruly. I'm
going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil. Going out the wicked like God, just the devil.
Going out the wicked like God, just the devil.
Hey yo, the way
I move defies the laws of physics. I travel through dimensions, writing rhymes with the mystics. I reread the fabric of time to be specific. Maneuver through the universe, young, black, and gifted. Divine designs with the tachyon particles. Live from the trenches of Brooklyn, it's the original. Chemistry unaltered by synthetic chemicals. Blessed with the power of God, delete your physical. Difficult time, only further strengthen the spiritual. Air is crystal clear, I fear no individual. No first in every line that I rhyme, I'm immersed. The soul of soldier from the birth to the earth. Study the verse, my work so superb it's a curse. My mind extremely sharp when I think my head hurts. If I keep killing the flow, I'm afraid of the burst and the force to generate to destroy the universe. Matter, help me explore the galaxy. Time moving things with my rhymes. Mental telepathy, chemicals combined with beats. Advanced alchemy, math and science. Master microphone wizardry ahead of my time. Futuristic technology, God in the physical form. Anthropology, raw bloodline, divine genealogy. The world in the time before time. Cosmogony, atomic energy flow. Heterodoxy, most philosophy is hypocrisy. In the depth of the cosmos, I'm totally free. Good thing I'm mostly water, cause life is a tree. Here's a scoop, even in a lot is the truth. Forget the roots, you know what it is by the fruits. I speak proof, the beast by biochemical suits. I'm afraid the heat I generate to melt the boot. Boom. Is average, but my spirit is colossal. 2,000 years, what I write will be the gospel. I sent you to life like O2 through your nostrils. Riding lightning bolts, trading tales with apostles, saying do things that's deemed impossible. Master my realm, so in fact it's logical. Camel through the eye of the needle, improbable. Feast for your ears and the flavor delectable. Orgasmic voice, but it's far beyond sexual. Borderline mystical, baffled or intellectual. Dissect your signs to the last molecule. So electric, my brainwave is measured in joules. The flow, intoxicating like a gallon of booze. Universal, law and order, reinstate the rules. Faith is what you make it, be wise when you choose. This rhyme, a landmine, blow you out your shoes. Because the sun don't freeze.
Die for radio. You already know what's happening. Just bumping some good tunes. Obviously, we got in that new apathy. Apathy is one, you know, especially with all this bullshit that we have in the game. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I like a white dude that can rap like that, man. I got a lot of respect for Apathy. He's been an MC in this game a long time, and appreciate his flow. Real talk. For real talk. Obviously, after that was... You know, J. Rude the Damager, produced by Large Professor Solar Flares. We actually premiered that when we had him on a little while ago. And you know, I have to say, too, I think that's, you know, it's hard to put like a 1 through 10 or 1 through top 5, you know, this and that. But I will have to say, I really enjoyed that J. Rude the Damager interview. I mean, I've always been a huge fan, obviously. But, you know, people like that, too, once you get to talk to them and you know, a lot of people have misconceptions about this game. Everybody is just people. No matter what they do for a living, how famous they are, they're just people. They just want to have real conversations like everybody else. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So exactly. When you get in situations like that, like I said, it's nice that, you know, you just sit there and you just catch up with them and be like, yo, you know, what's good with you? And so, yeah, that was definitely a beautiful thing. Now, I kind of already know your answer, but... Just in your perspective, what was one of your favorite, or what would you say your favorite episode is? That if you were sitting like in a doctor's office, you know, like you're gonna go listen to a show just because you're just sitting there and you don't really want to listen to, you know, all music or whatever. What show would you go to right now?
Well, I will always go to the Redman one, but the one that also catches me is the first one we actually did with PMD. That one, you know, the reason why that one catches me so much is because when I got the chance, I finally get to talk to people, and this was some real shit. This guy knows some big writer shit. I don't know what the fuck to say to him. All I can just say to him, what's up, and I'm a fan. I mean, you know, I didn't even... I wasn't ready to ask him any motherfucking questions or anything like that, so that one that was catching me by surprise as one of the favorite moments just because that was my first time getting to talk to an artist on live air.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you, and I'm gonna bring up a couple more obviously throughout the night. But there's one thing, and that's what I love about Todd Davis too, because he's always gonna find that he knows what I'm into by now, and obviously the PM was the first issue, but we had, you know, tons of conversations about what I like before that. So he's always going to send me something that, or send me a person that he knows I'm going to, you know, really do the research if I don't already know it already, and enjoy the conversation and really try to make it, you know, somewhat different. Of what I know we end up talking about a lot of the same things, you know, but they're different artists. I want to know what they think, you know, about the issues on my platform. But on that note, if you really, and people, I'm telling you, you go listen to that replay. PMD opened the show with us, and then we, you know, about 30 minutes in or so, Rock from Helter Skelter, and they started chopping it up with each other. And I think that's why it was my favorite, because if you listen to them talking, you know, Rock's like, yo, P, you know, I didn't listen to the, you know, you and was talking about music he grew up listening to from EPMD, obviously. Yeah,
exactly. He broke it down. He was a fan listening to them and shit, so.
And I love the interaction that we had like that. And on that note, I got to say one of my favorite ones, too, then also was when we had the ladies' night, because we had all the ladies interacting with each other. You know, we might as well have done that on camera, sitting on a stage, like on the Oprah stage, and just done it. You know what I'm saying? But what was dope about that is everybody was cool with not just being the center of attention. And that shows to show you that all these ladies we had tons of class, because they were able to interact with each other. They were able to, you know, listen to somebody too. And then we had Raw Digga call up out of nowhere, like, I got to hold down my ladies. What's happening? Now, I do got to give a big shout out to MC Light, because yes, she did call and I didn't see the number. I mean, our lines were packed. So, you know, big shout out to her. But it was still, all the ladies that we had was unbelievable.
Yep, sure was. It was a great night for music, especially for the females. That night was one of many nights coming to you from Die 4 Radio, but that was the first one, and that was epic. That was epic for us as well.
Yeah. And but yeah, like I said too, you know, because it's tough sometimes. You know, a lot of and again, you know, dealing with Todd like I have, you know, he puts me up in the game on press, because everybody knows, you know, we started this in October, so the press part of it, you know, we are new to, and he kind of, you know, breaks down game a little bit. And everybody wants their own press if you're in the game and you're trying to get out there. So, you know, it happened to work out, but we may have done a ladies' night like that where not everybody wanted to be on the phone with each other. Like, no, you know, I want my interview. You know what I'm saying? And I think it just worked out. It worked out very well because, you know, it was a good – there was all sorts of different genres of, like, you know, the type of music they did. And just all sorts of shit. So, you know, in recap, there's a couple. And we're going to talk about some more. Obviously, the Redman was dope. You know, Redman got down with everybody. And he's just a legit dude. There's no getting around that.
Yep.
No
getting
around
that. That's my favorite one. That one with MC Shannon, Frederick Starr. That was another one.
Yep.
I mean, of course, the Yup Mile with Cole 187. Cocaine, who's already become a regular on here. You know, the first one we did, I really enjoyed that one. I mean, there's just a lot. When we had the Coco Brothers, well, you know, Smith & Wesson, that one was a live show.
You know, man, what I thought too was dope, and we didn't plan it to work out this way, but when we did CL Smooth, he was the first guest, so that was dope. And then it was Razz, Kaz, and Tash that we had on, right?
Yeah, that show was always so fly. CL Smooth was definitely one of my favorite interviews I did, because that brother is straight on point. He's cool as fuck. You could tell he's not an asshole.
Yeah, no, he was cool. He was cool. And then not only that, we did Razzcaz and Tash, and we didn't know they were going to be together. They didn't know they would be together. If you remember the episode 2,
mm-hmm.
they were getting, like, cut up. I want to say
Vegas. Weren't they in Vegas?
Yeah, they was in Vegas. It was, like, E-Swift's birthday or J-Ro's birthday or something. I forget who it was. But they was all in Vegas about to do a show.
Like an alcoholic.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, that was definitely dope. That was definitely dope. So we've had some good times here at Die For Radio. I know I've had a blast. I'm going to play a little cut right now that takes me back, and I'm actually just got reconnected with the homie DJ Bizarro from Beatminers. Big shout-out to him. I got an exclusive interview with him on the new premiere edition of Die For Mag that drops on 8/15. That's August 15th, so we're not that far away, people, about 2 weeks away. And a big shout-out to the Beatminers. You already know how it goes down. Die For Radio. Let's do this, y'all.
Yo.
Yeah, what up? Welcome to Flight Black Moon. We about to take you on a journey. Yeah. Weather's looking mad fine. Everything's looking smooth. I'm your Captain Buckshot. My co-pilot is DJ UB. We have FCWLB on deck. We about to take you about 31,000 feet into the air. We'll be cruising at a smooth altitude. So buckle up. Enjoy your flight. And every individual in sight. Let my man Jewel peep this out for your card. Man, I can converse and take a look at the card. Yo, go ahead, the brothers with the verse real quick. Show them how you represent the boot camp. You know what they say about brothers who screw face. Upstate, yeah, they be getting laced. Word life, I ain't gon' bull. Ask my man Buff on the streets. He was tough, locked up, he was sweet stuff. Kid is hot, word to Mardu. And get the loop from the man at night from a Timberland. Walk with the shot that I bang with. Hang with gang, hanging with the double-edged banger. Boot camp clicks, breaking your lord. If you fake, we go boss a cat. Matter of fact, break your jaws. I'ma bring it through your chest like wind. Then to fill your lungs up with all the bull you have within. But I'ma put it back to parlay. Cause the week in Bucktown, all we do every day is... Fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down. Fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down. Fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down. Fuck 'em down, fuck 'em down. Yeah, they tell me chill when I kick it. Although lyrics are wicked, it's all about the L's and how I lick it. Or how I shot somebody in the mug. To slug, leaving white chalk all over pitch black drugs. He looked and tell me all the words of mother. When I was 15 running around, I was a real street lover. On the corner, I was shooting the dice. Laying up, getting nice, talking about the heist. CQ heading up to 125. Push up on the shorty, looking live on the prize. I couldn't get the time of day when I was little Kate. Now you call me Buck, so your lips wanna puck. Fuck to your head, I knew your X amount of thoughts. But they call me Buckshot, cause I take no shorts. Word to the shell around my chest. Big up to all of my spit, rule boy Pondek. So if you see your weak brother, speak to that bastard. I'ma hit him up with the plastic. No doubt. Walk him down, walk him down, walk him down. School, I was the Mac. Fuck with strap with the ill lyrical contact knapsack. Filled with the gear that I need in a nickel bagger. Yes, indeed. A mad little brother running up on the wall. Fly as hell, hit the paw, play the wall. And all the older people saying shorty's a badass. But you's a smart little brother, so you're gonna last. They knew the time, they knew the rhyme where to hit you in at least 4 years. So I came to split you in the 9-4. It's all about the war. 95, 96, boot camp click is taking over. In 1998, I couldn't wait to get all my brothers and do shows from state to state. No, I'm the original head giving instructions. Thumping with the brothers, beat miners on productions. Welcome to Bucktown, USA, where the week get this every day.
That's one of my favorites out that BCC camp. I ain't going to lie. I could still bump that to this day like it's the first time hearing it. I'm going to blaze a new track I just got hot off the presses right now. This is Big Noid, Ali Vegas and Nature, Southside. You heard it first on Dial 4 Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your hands up. Recognize and realize.
It's sickness.
The truth is they rap gangsta, but they not. They only make them things pop when the ball drop. Cause they holler, they thugs, only aiming for the sky. The ones never scared when the D's roll by. Why? Cause nowadays niggas wear wires. Run around doing more singing than Mariah. The only one caking when the town's on fire. Get knocked, come home, and they got three priors. Me, I get mine, cock nine, keep my mouth shut. Talk about mine to the swine, get your face bust. I know you hate us, we getting papers. And now QB down with the you better man up and get your hands up. The illest in the game disagree, nigga, stand up. You better recognize and then apologize to them niggas from the 41st on the south side.
We be doing it, they be screaming, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it, we be doing it. We be doing it, they be saying, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it. Yo, y'all know how the game goes. Southside, Jamaica, Queens, King flow. Cash without a tango, velour suit and a kango. Sipping on a Tropicana orange mango. It's a narc job to detain and a judge job to hang. So it's a criminal's job to peep every angle. Study the lingo when you mingle. More stripes than a bingo. My one stay knotted up, yours is living single like a Maxine Shaw. My gas scream, nah, y'all can't rob them unless y'all want a big problem. My arms stretch from here to Harlem. And I ain't gotta move out of my chair. Just tell a few goons I got in my square. Look at the moon, see how much space they got in the air. Let's fill it up, starting with him. Matter of fact, starting with them, I part in a friend. But if a folk cross me, I'll put a part in his breath. We be doing it, they be screaming, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it, we be doing it. We be doing it, they be saying, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it, we be doing it,
yeah.
We be doing
hey,
it.
From a wild breed, Pacquiao speed, live and grow strength, nigga got no sense, shooting at his close friends, why, bipolar, hoes want a close up, a photo, Facebook profile, copying my whole style, nothing but a mockery, treated like a robbery, Queensbridge hustler, six block pharmacy, trying to flip a stimulus check, Obama promised me, shouting out unity, Mob D prodigy, try to keep it gangster, niggas see comedy, single witties, that bring the freak out of me, bring it to niggas beefing, Palm Beach. Bodily. Plus my nigga sick be reminding me of Primo. Gotta keep the streets fed, gotta be a G-mode. Anything less than this, it ain't allowed. Queens in the house, guaranteed I gun them down.
We be doing it, they be screaming, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it, we be doing it. We be doing it, they be saying, oh we south side of Jamaica and the south side of QB. We be doing it, we be doing it, we be doing it.
Uh-huh, that's how we do at this time. Come on, get 'em, yeah, get 'em. Yeah.
Queens.
Die for Radio. I'm just fucking around, y'all. I'm having a good time. That was exclusive right there. Big Note, Alley Vegas and Nature. South Side. You already know how it goes down. My name's Dyer Lancey. Of course, I got my partner in crime, Mav 4, chilling. Now, I'm a big, big Noid fan. A big, big Noid fan. I love, actually, most people from QB. I would love to see Big Noid come with a brand new album and just destroy these dudes. What do you think, Four?
Oh, man, that shit right there. That shit is hot as fuck right there. And that shit, just hearing them three dudes, that shit reminisces, that take me back to the days when I was on a QB binge, you know, pumping that Mobb Deep and Cool Omega and Nature and Capone and Noriega, Nas, before the Jay-Z beef. Back then, we was acting wild and shit, back in the ribs right there. That shit right there takes me back. That's the type of music I like to hear. I hear y'all motherfuckers take notes, and that's how you make some good music right there.
Okay, so being biased aside, because obviously you're a huge Cormega fan. I'm a huge Cormega fan, okay? But you know, I've always liked Cormega. A lot of people don't know. You know, obviously they know, you know, me and Four go back a long time. But I was living in Colorado for a few years, you know, dipped out of Cali, and I went to his house, you know, all of us. I was gone for a couple years and just showed up all of a sudden. And he wasn't home, but I pinned what album was that? I pinned the cover of it to the garage thing.
The Hustle Rapper mixtape, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and he already knew. I didn't leave a note or anything. I just put the Cormega cover like in the door, and as soon as he got home, I want to say it was like even like I don't know what year, but either way, he already knew.
It was 2002 for sure, because I remember. Because that's when I was doing my thing when I left the pad to go live on my own in the east side, so.
Yep, so, and then he already knew. He hadn't seen me for years and already knew. The only person that would do that would be motherfucking Dyer Lancey. But on that note, you know, we.
Yep, I remember, too. I remember the note. It says, you ain't got this shit yet, bitch.
But on that note.
To the fullest.
Well, on that note, so what'd you think about Cormega's album?
I love it. Oh, man, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, and this is not even on a bias tip. You don't have to be a hardcore Cormega fan, but just be a fan of the music as far as rap and hip-hop all to go together. It's an album worth picking up if you want to fan your, you know, collection up and expand the varieties of the music instead of being stuck in the same bubble. A lot of you dumb motherfuckers stay in to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, I think what I took from it, okay, like, honestly, what I took from it, again, I brought it up earlier, but, a conceptual album. Like, he went in there and did an album the way albums used to sound. Now, big
exactly.
Shout-out to Large Professor, because Large Professor definitely murdered the production on that album.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But again, okay, so
I don't know.
On that,
I mean,
like why don't more rappers do that, okay? Why don't more rappers have that where, and especially people that have the substance like they do. Like, I'm saying Cormega's
to,
always
like,
still
can,
but there's
like
a lot of rappers that we still higher respect that can do such dope shit, and sometimes you just hear, I just heard an Ice Cube track with 2 Chainz. Like, and it was, I'm sorry, I didn't like it. I'm not going to lie. I did not like it.
I like it either. I know what you're talking about, too.
So, again, to me, you know, I guess the question is, why don't we hear more people do that? It's in them.
I think they're too stuck in their ways already, and it's kind of too late, you know. Once a motherfucker gets it comfortable where they really want to be comfortable at, it's kind of hard. It's like moving a fat-ass motherfucker from the couch when he don't want to be moved out the couch. That's
okay,
how
so,
I
okay,
see it.
Here, here's kind of a rhetorical question, but they obviously, I know times change, so I'm not talking, you know, about any of that, but times change, I get it, okay?
So do
they
what?
Obviously had success being them, and I've always grown up, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That doesn't mean change with the times. You adapt to the times, but you were successful, you know, like what changed? I mean, does the, I guess in the, when you're deep in the industry like that, does the demographics really change for you financially, personally, everything that much?
I hear you. It's a damn shame because, like I said, I'm a, Ice Cube is my favorite rapper. Him and Chuck D are my two favorite rappers, Chuck D of Public Enemy and Ice Cube. Yeah, it hurts because I know Public Enemy be doing the damn thing. I don't know. Motherfuckers be sleeping on it. Albums and albums. Everybody Google and see how many albums they came out with and go get them racks. I'm telling you, y'all stupid, dumb, deaf, and blind if you don't fuck with that. And then as far as on Cube, I mean, he's my favorite rapper, you know. I grew up to this dude, but the latest stuff he's been pumping out, I haven't been feeling it. I haven't even been playing it. I heard it once, and I cut right down the middle of it. I didn't even finish it. That's how.
Okay, so I'll throw this question.
Drible, homie, drible.
Since Cube, okay, Cube is in this mix, okay, since we're talking about it, do you think he cares about music as much as he did? Because he's been very successful as a producer. I'm talking movies, not, you know, producing music. But, well, actually, in you know, he's produced a lot of stuff that people don't wouldn't even know he did, like putting pianos in, like Who Banging and all sorts of stuff. Even though his name was on it, Squeak and Bink and all them are telling me, you know, Cube actually produced a lot of stuff, even though he just wanted it to sound a certain way. But I'm talking movies and stuff like that. Do you think he cares about the music as much?
No, hell no, as much as it, you know. This is a non-biased question because this is my favorite rapper, I'm going to tell you, but, you know, what you see is what you get. And no, hell no, no, I don't see the same drive and because you can tell. It's just too much TV and movies right now, and I think that's his bread and butter more than the records are. Of course, he's going to go with that because he's thinking of his well-being and his family and all that shit, which I understand and totally get. But as far as do I see the same? Nah, no way. Because if you go through Cube's timeline, there's like a change. It's like this Ice Cube graduated from a different level to a different level and to a different level and to a different level. As the records go on, you can hear the different levels of him stepping onto another one. It's like he reached his pinnacle a long time ago, though, you know? And if you go through his timeline, you'll see where he's more focused at.
You know, a lot of people said he started falling off after, and I've had this conversation with a grip of people, after Lethal Injection.
Nah, fuck no. Nah, because Lethal Injection is not even his best record. This Certificate is his best record, and when he came out with the West Side Connection and brought that together, that was a humongous record because it sold more than 2 million, and it was played everywhere, even in New York, even if they didn't even like it. That shit was getting played out there, don't fret.
No. Look, that West Side Connection album was huge.
It was humongous.
That set, oh my goodness, and especially coming from the West Coast, it was like, but it kind of set a standard because, you know, Bow Down was a huge single. I mean, that was a huge single. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean,
huge.
Whew. But at the same time, okay, so, you know, so I asked.
Well, yeah, like I said, no, no, he. Not the same way. He don't look at it the same way, but, you know. It's not his fault because a lot of rappers doing the same shit either ways, and we like a lot of these actors are doing the same shit, so, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of tough to say sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But you know, look, it, the other thing, too, is he did make himself successful as far as it wasn't like he just sat back. And, you know, he went on to bigger and better things. Look, if you start out rapping and accomplish what Ice Cube did and then take that and then go into movies, I mean, look, Boys in the Hood, he acted his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, you know, Ice Cube, like LL Cool J, is probably one of the dudes that was destined to, like, act and get into producing and that side like that. So you know, I guess what I'm saying is it's he put his time in. That's like, you know, Michael Jordan going to baseball. Like, Michael Jordan doesn't have to prove anything in basketball. Am I right?
Hell no. Everybody knows.
So he doesn't have to prove anything as far as what he was set out there to do and accomplished. So there we go. You know, he went on to movies, made himself successful. Not too many rappers that can be successful in movies and TV shows and, like, post-production, pre-production, and that whole movie scene like Ice Cube has. There's, I mean, name, yeah, besides LL Cool J, name one that's just a really good actor now. I guess you could say, what's his name, Fredro. He did his thing, but not like Cube.
Yeah, Ice-T, you got Fredro, but you really don't got too many. We know one person that can't act, and that is Nas. Don't do it again. I love you as a rapper, but don't act again. I'm just being honest. Don't do it.
Bad. That was pretty bad. Belly's tough to watch sometimes. Hey, but look,
yeah,
I think
that
DMX.
I think DMX
had enough.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, that's the word of the night. I think DMX had enough passion. He could do some acting like that. I don't know if he could do anything that would be different than him kind of playing a DMX type of character, but I don't think he did that bad in Belly.
Nah, DMX would do his thing. Dude, DMX has movies. You can see why Nas don't have movies.
Yeah.
Just get that's what we got to understand. DMX got movies. There's a reason why Nas don't got movies.
But and that's a good segue, because I got another little premiere right here. I got a new LL Cool J joint, and you know he's about to drop his album.
Ooh.
So I got this LL Cool J featuring Mavado, this exclusive right here, Die 4 Radio. Let's do this, y'all.
I got game for these baby boys. Like we packed set the dude on fire. Cause homie was a thief and a motherfucking liar. These choices led to Rolls Royces, the ADX gate talking with different voices. From the block to the yard, straight to the box, throwing shit on the guard. 10 years in the same cell, untold story that we all know so well. Rico running with the Bebos. Streets make a motherfucker evil. Hung your best friend from the church steeple. Kill his baby mama 6 shots to a vehicle. The streets are lethal. Hold your head up, still my people. Go.
The streets got so many stories untold about the hustle.
By the hustler.
About the hustle. Let's go. The streets are meant to be some people father and mother. There's a blessing.
Facts,
yeah.
Facts.
Being from the streets, nobody wanna hear your story. Nah, 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 nah. Let me introduce you to the streets, faded glory.
Faded glory, baby.
Hey,
yo, Mavado, give it to him.
The hustle.
These streets ain't loyal. These snakes uncoil. Right there for you. Family separated like water and oil. So special like my bottle. That's word supreme. He influenced Colorado.
staring in the mirror with his green eyes, reminiscing on the day Black just died. Baking soda in the water, apartment 3K with a quarter. Yellow tops on the corner, shit's hotter than a sauna. God is in too deep, wide up, the streets don't sleep. Bimmy had a front row seat, but this ain't a movie, this is yours truly, GOAT.
The streets got so many stories untold about the hustler, about the hustler,
about the hustler.
Let's go. The streets are meant to be some people, father and mother. There's some devil.
Godfall Radio exclusive. Man, for what you think about that track right there, New LL? Rocking out to it. But we'll come back to it. He's still rocking out. He's going to hear me right now. He must have the phone on mute. I have to tell you, I mean, that song's cool. I'm a huge fan of LL Cool J. Always have been. He's a dope MC. Always has been a dope MC. And I'm really curious about the album. I mean, because I think it's ready. Like, I'm ready for him to come hard again. Like, I know he can do. So I think this is a unique position that LL's in. Let me go back to Matt Ford real quick. Matt Ford, you there?
Yep.
Yep. So what'd you think about that track?
I mean, I can dig it. I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, I heard I'll do worse. I mean, I guess I can get into that shit if I'm really horny and drunk and be on ecstasy, be around a bunch of bitches. I guess that's okay to play in the background, but I don't know about smoking a blunt and ready to get ready and get heavy. I don't know if that would work for me, though, but, you know.
But, you know,
I
got to say, like, I think it's time for LL to come hard. You know, it's time for him. It's just time to him down. Now, I will have to say, he was talking some kind of real shit in that song. And when you hear LL's voice, like, you know, I'm glad it just wasn't a song for the ladies. Like, he was kind of like, you know, had that little dominant voice like he can do, you know, and did his thing. But, you know, I'm ready for, I'm ready to hear just LL just go off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
mama's
really,
to knock you out. Mama's to knock you out type shit.
Yeah, come on, man. That's just irreplaceable right there.
Yep. I don't give a fuck. Take it back to that. Right, that LL Cool J, mama's to knock you out. I heard it when he was going with Cool Moe D. That LL Cool J right there was on fuck with it, but I don't care.
Now, I bet you a lot of these younger dudes out here probably think that they could probably, you know, rip LL Cool J.
You know what? You could tell Cannabis that. Even though Cannabis threw a good jab, whose career got fucked over that beef?
Okay, but I will say though, LL killed. You know, he definitely did his thing on the reply, and you know the industry and the you know what happened to career. But I do still play.
That is a better diss record though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I still play second round knockout. I haven't bumped that LL reply in a long time.
Well, I play them both. When I play one, I play the other. I mean, that's the only way I can get into it. But second round knockout was a better disc record. Cannabis did have the better disc record, but when the dust settles, who lost the war? And obviously it was Cannabis because his records suffered from after that. And LL's only got boosted up. I mean, through the math, who won and who lost?
Yeah, second round knockout, though, I ain't going to lie. That I was, I had the single.
That was a good year.
Had the single. But you know what? When I was astonishingly shocked when I heard LL's. And again, being an LL fan, I think when I heard LL's diss back, it was on one of the Survival of the Illest CDs that Shadef Sam was doing at the time. I want to say it came with either Onyx Shut Him Down or DMX, the DMX CD.
Nah, it came out
Because I have the Onyx, I have the Death Squad. I remember we were talking about the Survival of the Illest, some CDs that you used to get from every Def Jam record that was coming out with DMX and I don't remember. I mean, I have all those records, but I think it came out. There was a CD that was just called Survival of the Illest, and it was on there.
Well, no, I know I got it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I know I got it.
You might have got it.
But yeah, it was one of the CDs that came with, you know, the stuff that they were doing at the time. You know what? I'm going to take it back. I'm going to go to... Man, I'm going to play this shit real quick, man. Top 4 Radio. Chill with my homie Matt Ford. We having a blast chilling in the studio. We're going to come back, talk about some more interviews. We also going to bring up who we thought the worst interview was on Top 4 Radio. Let's do this right now.
Yo, Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But Beef Game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right, you know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in here. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Them niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it.
You
want me to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes. About how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got skills. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. While 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start,
hey,
nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got a legal one.
Harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out, or don't come out at all. The respect that I deserve, well, I'ma take it by force, blast you with a 45 call, make you somersault, shock you with a couple 100,000 balls, thunderbolts, before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk, it's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first, that's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse, that shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th, God bless his soul, rest in peace kid, it's because of him, now at least I know what beef is, it's not what I would call this, see this is something different, a faggot nigga trying to make a living. Over dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'd even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan, so he can persuade me to squash it. I say nah, he started it, he forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself, train to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land, programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land, from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man, you done spit it, some wax did it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you, and I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds, can I go?
Yo, Cannabis, man, you moving like my Tiger Kenya, man, you're in and out and you're agile with your flow, man, but dig, right? You got me, man, that's your name, Cannabis, your whole agenda's to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be on the same stage with you, holding a mic with you. But dig, right?
do nothing but eat MCs for lunch.
Yo, check it out. This is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian, Known Associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One. I'm going to slip this in. I'm going to say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf, Catfish Billy. Fuck with me and get slapped silly or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting to hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these panties.
Oh, my
nigga,
God.
Nigga, understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Die For Radio in the house. Had to drop that second round knockout. Man. Killing it with that, and of course, the homie Lord Jamar. I'm going to have to say, Lord Jamar is one of my favorite episodes as well.
Oh, yeah, that one right there, that was probably the episode that, you know, that really had you know what I'm saying, something that the whole society should grasp on and have a debate about, you know what I'm saying? It was
added me from a comment on Vlad TV. Like, we got one of the, we got an exclusive. I'm going to hit this call line real quick. Obviously, Dodd Lansky, I'm sitting here with my partner, Mav 4. I got a 951-286. You live on Dodd 4 Radio. Who are we speaking with?
You speaking with Sean Boyd. How you doing?
Mr. Sean Boyd.
Man, chilling, man. Just chilling out here in Atlanta, man. Ain't nothing to it, nothing to do it, right? How you doing?
Man,
we are chilling
now.
Yeah, so for the people that aren't familiar, this is one of my you know, good team members, friends, et cetera, know me pretty much all my life from Riverside. We got
Riverside,
to
reconnect. 951.
Ooh, and then Mav 4, that's my crime partner right there, Shorty, but you know him from Poly. That's Foylin right there that you're speaking with.
Yeah, you know me and you. He and shit with me and you were tagging and shit.
Oh, you're stupid. You put me out on blast. Hey, you're not supposed to do that. Hey, fuck. Hey, it's all good.
That was a crazy time. That was a crazy time, man. Sorry, you know,
Hey, it was. Because, hey, that wasn't my thing. But, yeah, like tagging, though, wasn't my thing. I ain't gonna lie. Hey,
yeah,
what's going on,
you know,
though?
It's good to hear from you, brother. Yeah, you know what's up, man. You know, I mean, he know me through the Wayne Lunsford beefs and shit and all that shit. And we ended up chilling in the area in front of my cousin Javier's house. I never remember my cousin Javier.
Yeah, I remember him. Sure do.
Right down Orly Road.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah, sir, but I'm glad to hear from you, brother.
Man, you too. Because if you know Riverside, you know Martin Luther King used to be Pennsylvania, right? So, how many people know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's just life, you know? Like, I'm out here. I'm getting ready to go to Louisiana Friday, though. But I'm good. Everything good.
Now, for the people that don't know it, my homie Sean is an MC as well. We grew up rapping together. So
don't
you can pretty much looking forward as he makes it a little bit towards back to the West Coast that we will be linking up in the studio, so don't even trip.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But again, we go way back. I used to play basketball up at Chapel Elementary School with his brother. I mean, and it was crazy because you know who called last show, Sean?
Who?
John DeHaro.
Wow.
And so what was crazy is, See, yeah, and you know what? I didn't do the number. And John's doing great. He just did get out, but you know, he spent pretty much the last 15 of the 18 years, this last 18 years, like locked up.
Locked up. Yeah.
And but he's doing great. So it's crazy. Like I said, just a little sentimental. We got, you know, OG Riverside. Not only that, but Poly High School dudes in the house, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Poly Bears, bitch.
Yeah, you got Poly, you got, man. You could, it wasn't a party you can go to where Poly wasn't showing up at.
Yep.
Hey. But Dior, tell them how my brother broke the goddamn court, though.
Hey, so I'm probably, man. Look, for the people, I grew up balling. Yeah, I'm a white dude, but I grew up balling. But, you know, I used to ball with all these dudes, but his brother Anthony, big dude, always ball with them. I'm playing him one-on-one at this elementary school near the Riverside Plaza, and he get past me, and he dunk, like, blow, just, you know, good. But he's good couple feet, you know, taller than me and whatnot. So, but he got, you know, past me, did his thing. All of a sudden, I noticed when he's coming down, the whole hoop came down with them. Now, for people that aren't familiar with the court we played at, these were metal poles inserted into concrete and, like, everything welded together. These weren't cheap, you know what I'm saying, like basketball hoops. But he didn't just bring the rim and the backboard. He brought it down off of the main pole that was inserted in the ground.
Like, how you do that?
Down, he was like, oh shit, it's coming. So he just like duck and covered like an earthquake. Whole thing fell on his back, and he was like, hey, let's go to the other court. Like, not even flinched, homie. The whole, everything was torn off of the main establishing like pole there, and he's like, let's go to the other court. We just went to the other half court and started balling again. No joke, no lie, I watched it happen.
Because I was at home in the pool area at the Ridgecrest. I was chilling. Y'all was playing basketball. Then y'all went to play football. Hey, I bet you, D.R., you don't remember this. Goddamn, we all played flat. Well, we was playing hand touch at goddamn Pachapa. Me, Shaka, AJ, goddamn, who else? You, my brother.
Yeah, well,
Jamal.
I was there, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. You was there. Everybody was there. And y'all got mad at me. Woody was there.
Oh, man, I ain't
Mike
thought about that
there.
In a minute. That's crazy. Riverside in the house, y'all. Come on.
Hey, his cousin Cubby, he used to call Cubby, Mike, he was there. Like, we was all playing. Motherfuckers got mad at me because I was rough. Sorry, take it back. But, hey, I like that. Hey, we playing contact. It's like, you know, it's like I look at Riverside, like Riverside was the real, Riverside is real. Riverside was one of those goddamn places, like, if you didn't grow, it's like anywhere else. Like, if you grow up there. That's where you at. You know, like my brother used to grow up with the homie right here I'm talking to. My brother grew up singing choir with his brother. Me and him, we run the streets. Like, it was a whole different type of, we was on whole different pages, you know. Like, now he's doing his thing, and I appreciate he's doing, somebody doing something. Somebody need to.
Yeah, because,
you know,
and we kind of touched on it last night, and I do touch on this in the show, too. It's like so many people didn't make it.
And they're not.
Even people that are alive and just doing it, like, it was just, there were some crazy choices everybody had to make back in the day
talent.
In Riverside. And it's amazing
talent.
That we all still are talking right now on a live radio show at that.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's talent, and it's also that we all face different, like, situations in our life. Like, you know, like, you lost your pops at an early age. I lost mine at an early age. So it was kind of, we all went through something different. You know what I mean? But now we all realize, like, life is, man, come on, man, life, man, you better live it to the fullest.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on that note, I actually got a request. Sean Don't Go Nowhere, obviously, for, shit, we rocking out. I got a Riverside request right now. This is from all my Riverside people. I got love for you. Man, it's still a beautiful thing. Die, Lancy, shine. Let's go.
The hottest mixtape album in the streets. the test of times, never smiling when I'm rhyming. I've been through too much to get me to the place I am. I'm shining through the way I'm speaking, speaking for my doppel fam. Take it to another level, back to feel the rest get shoveled. Hit it with some intellect to show them how this craft is meddled. Always represent, never stop, ever settle till I'm reaching the top. Rocking the spot like some heavy metal, shaking these cops like I'm caught up in this crazy ghetto. Still missing my pop, life is pain and pain is influential. I'm smoking a lot. Fuck open is a brief essential. The day that I drop, I'm copping thoughts on these instrumentals. True stories, my life non-fiction and glory. Blood, sweat, and tears, homies, what you got in store for me? I done been through it all, seen a bit through the brawls. And now my eyes is on the prize, I shine the spike you want my fall.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked, it's a banger.
Yeah, I don't shine like the next man, I shine like the best man. Microphone in my left hand, I put my life on this next jam. Give a fuck if I'm a broke man, take my time like a slow jam. Patience is a virtue, I've learned that with the hard slam. I always bounce up, just damned if there's no jam. Survival of the fittest, cocked back and it's no sham. Certified since you, man, Riverside with the most damn. Made it out the gutter, was my plan from grade 2, fam. See me speaking to large groups, just part of this program. Million dollar thoughts, add them up and it's dope, man. Guidelines get the greatest, I'm forward, I'm so planned. Something worth living for, like my kids and my pops, man. Weeds necessary, it's like a part of this big plan. Consuming what is natural, giving back to the land, man. Hate me if you want, I'm just here and I stand the man. Standing for what I say, I'm standing to the day.
Hey, cause I don't know about these MCs nowadays, but yeah, they sure not fucking with me.
They ain't fucking with me.
Oh my God, 14.
Share experience to capture this wealth. I shine on what I say, outcast from what is played, but turn a full circle in a casual way. Seeking golden diamonds on me, yo, that's died away. It's all about the substance, how you lead the way. A stray's where I've been, but never begin. I'm on a mission, motherfuckers, I'm just about to begin. And my story seldom told, so my courage is bold. I'm brave, it was on the track, raving out of control. To my peeps that really knew me, know my flow was a niceness. From panorama apartments to hillside, that shit was priceless. Even days of crisis, shit storms and simple vices. Still carry the torch, still kill these mic devices. This is rhyme of one, homie, yes, see if you really knew me. My days are number, kinda like the pages of a movie. But life is good, no drama, but don't get it misunderstood. That's around the corner, especially these times, these neighborhoods. I live life fully, shine bright, so don't exclude me. From your top 5 and 10, I saw these tracks, something unruly. Kinda hard to fool me, stand up and give it to me. I shine them on the brightest, thought you motherfuckers know me.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CO Smooth and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS-KASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For Radio in the house. Had to bump that shine. I got my OG homie in the house. Riverside stand up, Sean Boyd. So I'm gonna put Sean real quick on the chopping block a little bit. We grew up together, rapping together, listening to the same type of music, you know,
tonight.
what is your take on hip hop tonight, man? I mean, you know, is there a new artist you like? You know what? I really like him. Or, because you know me, dude, I still listen to shit that we listen to when I was at Pauly every day.
I mean, when I'm listening to rap music, like I like hip hop, like Diggable Planet. I listen to Nipsey. I listen to just you know, EPMD still. I listen to OGC. I listen to them today. Who else? I can go on Redman Method, Wu-Tang, just hip hop. You know, when it was just back in our day, it was just all we had was
the West Coast. West Coast.
We had Warehouse Music, Sam Goody's. Well, you can go buy an album.
Yep.
Now, you know, and it's like that's when it's like that shit was serious. Like, you know, oh shit, Warehouse, we gonna go to the music store and put I gotta go get my goddamn EPMD CD, or I gotta get my OGC CD out, you know, before it's sold out or whatnot. You know, it's just music. It's hard to find it nowadays. You know.
You know what I remember? What I remember too from back in the day, especially like you said, Warehouse. The Sam Goody, you know, all that shit, is we used to rap. You know, instrumentals weren't available like it was now. You'd have to get the single that had the instrumental. But, you know, we used to rap over the albums.
Yeah.
When we did our freestyle.
Yeah.
It would be, we didn't have instrumentals like that, like you do today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's like, you know, now everything, you can just go on. Like, if you want the whole Chronic album, The 2001 instrumental, you just go online, get it, got it. You know, it's back when we was coming up, 93, 94, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2000. I mean, you couldn't do nothing but go to the goddamn music store and get a goddamn, let me get this single with the instro on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it is, and like I got props to a lot of them cats that are out here now that's just doing their music. Like I talked to Shock of the Day, like, you know, and I was just like, you know, he needs to start doing his music, and I'm gonna put him on blast. Stop fucking up.
Yeah.
Get your music back. You know.
Well, we got some tracks in before he went back out to you know wherever he is right now.
No, yeah, here in Paris. Here in Paris. He ain't nowhere.
Oh, okay. I know he went away for a minute, but
He ain't went nowhere yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had some things going. I know he had to handle some shit though, but I talked to him I wanna say like a month ago, homie. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get him on three way.
You know what I mean?
You wanna talk to Shaka?
If he ready to be live on the radio. But hell yeah, that's my dude. You know what I mean? Like what? So he gonna see what's up real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go into let me get something going right here real quick. Let me really like kind of take it back. I know I got a granddaddy IU. I'm gonna play in a second for the homie Four. You know what I'm saying? But until then, man, Four, what you feel like hearing? I'm loading up that, you know what? A good man is gone. I already got it. I'm about to do this real quick. Die for radio. Big shout out to my man, Grandmaster Caz. That was another one of my favorite interviews. We coming back maybe with the homie Shock of Riverside in the house. Let's do this.
Yeah.
A good man is gone, gone, gone. A good man is gone. A good man is gone, gone, gone. A good man is gone. A good man is gone, gone, gone.
Niggas like the bus. It's just another night to us. But don't nobody win when a good man bite the dust. He wasn't black or white to us. He could have been your enemy, but the cat was alright to us. He even got tight with us. Sometimes he used to light with us. We had beef, he'd fight with us. He didn't even like to cuss, but he wasn't too tight to bust. Or somebody bust back, I don't hit they mark. And flattened that kid brain all over.
Ain't nothing happy about a good man buying a farm. Ain't nothing nice when you console a crying mom. Ain't nothing cool, a brother's killed by one of his own. Ain't nothing right, a good man is gone. And you can cry, I know you got a lot of tears, cause this guy you know for a lot of years. And you wish you could bring him back somehow, but can't nobody help him now. All you can do is remember how he used to smile, and be sure the cattle did it, don't make it the trial. And do the best you can to look out for a child, get in his shoes and walk a mile. Malcolm or Marcus Garvey, but somebody had to go out just like Lee Harvey and strike a brother down in his prime. There ain't no telling what he could have done given the time. He could have been the next president, won a Nobel Prize, could have been somebody famous or one of the guys, could have been a leader that would have changed our course, could have got 5 mics in a source. He could have done great things, invent a cure for cancer. The life's questions he might have had to answer, but I guess we'll never know, cause a gun was drawn. Now another good man is gone.
Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio in the house. Of course, I got my partner in crime, Matt Ford, with me. Sean, be right back. I think he's going to try to get Shaka on the line. So, you know, Riverside in the house. I'm still a huge fan of that song, that Grandmaster Caz song. I love that track, the beat, just everything he says. Like, I don't know, dude. I really like that track.
Grandmaster Caz is a legend. He's an icon. I mean, he's one of the major blueprints for as far as hip hop to go. You know, especially out in the East Coast. So,
yep.
If you don't like Grandmaster Caz, you know, you can kiss my ass.
There was something going across Facebook today, and it was like, you think you really like hip hop? Well, who is this? And it put the picture of somebody, and it was Kool Herc, and I almost, like, copied it and shared it and put it on all these little Facebook groups we have. I didn't because I was really curious. The dude that shared it, I want to say it was DJ Ready C, but, you know, a lot of people that are friends with him and follow him are obviously going to know who that was.
Yeah.
But I was really – I almost did it, dude. I almost copied it to, like, a bunch of Facebook – because I wonder if – not even picture. I wonder if you say that to some of these younger kids now, if they know who even that is.
I mean, you tell that shit to an average dude out here in the street, they're going to be like, huh? They're going to turn Scooby-Doo on a motherfucker like, huh?
Now, off that subject, this has been kind of unique. We've done 2 episodes on Thursday. John DeHaro called. Then Sean called up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, Riverside in the house, dude, this is why I love technology, though. Now, obviously, you know,
yep.
Facebook, we had talked to Sean and this and that, but I was really able to catch up with them this week, and it was like, man, that's my, you know, like I said, that's my dude.
And the thing, though, you go back to your high school years, and you haven't seen these motherfuckers, and who knows? It's always good to keep intact.
I haven't seen Shaw Boyd probably since like 98.
Yep, that's what me and
maybe
you said.
Maybe 99.
Long time.
That's the way it goes down. So, okay, so back to a little Die4 radio history right here. I've been looking up a couple things since I've been sitting here and just kind of looking around. Okay, I cannot forget, honestly, about the conversation that we had with A-Plus from Souls of Mischief. And Hybrid
Oh, Mischief. Yeah, that was good.
You know what? And, man, again, people, www.blogtalkradio.com/die4productions, or just click any of the links that we're live on the air that you're listening to now. You know what I'm saying? And you can go look at our archives. You do gotta go back a while because we've had some crazy episodes. But A-Plus, Souls of Mischief, what a crazy, crazy episode.
It should. I know one thing, that interview we do with them, that shit right there answered a lot of questions I had.
Yep. And you know, I gotta go back to some crazy stuff. I mean, we've done so much as a team here. You know, Die4, Todd Davis. I mean, everybody. Like, I mean, we've done so much work that if you look at the episodes, it's kind of like, I don't know, dude. It's kind of breathtaking, the people we talk to, because information made all of us better. We're still, when it comes down to it, I'm still trying to produce beats. I'm still doing music. Look, I got songs coming out with, you know, Rusty and Starang, and we can, you know, I'm doing this boot camp thing and all sorts of stuff. So obviously, there's still a goal of music, but we learn so much from these people. And it's amazing. I even told Todd, and I feel like I knew a lot about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And just the little bit I learned, or not little bit, the amount I've learned from even just going and reading a few extra things about these people because they're going to be on the show has actually made me a better musician.
As it should.
And look, dude, Smith & Wesson, Chia Lee, and Master Ace. That was one episode. I mean, come on. And here's the things too. Everybody has substance. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has substance. Everything they say was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a real deal. But yeah.
Yep.
I will have to say, I'm gonna have to bring up a little bit of negative. I think one of the worst interviews I had is definitely I'm going to have to bring out the big homie who I still like, a musician and a lyricist, but Keith Murray.
Man, that was by far the worst interview I had. I'm sorry. I love you,
so,
Keith, but you know, I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
It
and you know what?
It
did warm up, you know, like what's got out. But see, I also consider that one of my worst episodes because I didn't think the homie Big Mike got his shine like he should have.
Exactly. But you know what? We learned from that shit. So,
yeah.
Big Mike, if you're hearing this shit, we want you back. For real,
yeah,
interview.
That's for sure. And you know, I got to say, I had a blast with Smooth the Hustler.
I was sick that episode, but yeah, I listened to that shit. That was a real interview you did with him. Especially people don't even realize that Smooth the Hustler is basically the same camp that started MOP out because DR Period did all the beats. You homework, idiots.
So, now, I watched two going through this, and again, we're just sitting here talking, have a good time. Mopreme, dope interview. Come on, y'all, Thug Life in the house. That's, you know, the closest pretty much that you can get to Pac besides like his sisters. So
that is the closest you can get to Pac. Come on now, from a rap level Come on now. What more do you want?
Yep. And you know what? But again, there's something to talk about. We just don't. We don't have to sit there and just talk about, you know, hip hop. These motherfuckers can talk about life, and that's a lot of times what I like to do. You could say it's, you know, we're driven by music, but I don't mind Die For and what we've done being a talk show like that. At least you can go listen to something. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I just, I mean, I feel strongly about that. And that's where really Die For Mag comes in, because we have a lot of people that love what we do, but their schedules really don't, you know, allow them to, like, go listen to shit like that and this and that. But if we do what we do on here and put it on paper, I'm telling you, the people are going to love it, because we really talk about something. We really do talk about, you know, real life, whether it involves hip-hop or not. And we got we got the big homie back in the line. Sean, you rocking with us?
Yeah, I'm rocking. It was good with
Yeah, we just talking, you know, we've been going through some of the lists of people we had on the shows, and this is actually a very unique show because we didn't have any guests, like, well, besides yourselves and anyone listening as a guest on my show. But as far as a celebrity special guest, this is one of the few episodes that we haven't done that. And I was looking forward to it to kind of dwell back on the kid, you know, kind of on a hip-hop level about music. And, you know, we have Moprim on, you know, from Thug Life and stuff like that. But that's why, like I said, where Die For Mag comes in, because these people are really going to be able to read it and be like, yo, you know, this is dope. You guys talk about real life stuff. And, you know, that's true to word. Now, I'll go to Sean real quick.
Yeah.
I gotta know, back in the day, even though I grew up with you, you know, I can't call it, what was, like, your main, from say, like, when, you know, 92, 93 till, you know, like, 98 or whatever, who was your main artist that you was like, this is my dude?
Ooh, let's go back that far. 92,
I'm 92, saying just that era, like that high school era, who was your dude that you were like, okay, this is my favorite dude right now?
Oh, my favorite dude back in the 90s was, I can't lie, it was every morning me and Wayne Lunsford, we listen to Pac, or we listen to Redman, or we listen to OGC. And you know, like, OGC had this one song, it was on The Storm.
The Storm.
It was,
Guarantee You I Have It.
It was,
Ain't the Rain?
Nope, it was,
No Fear.
Yeah, No Fear.
Yeah, because that was on the single.
It was like, yeah, No Fear. And then,
yep.
You had Redman. It was just more or less,
you know, when I think of Redman, I want to say it was like Muddy Waters that was really
Muddy,
like,
Waters was the album. Muddy Waters was the album. Like, when you go back and you could look at Nas, it was Illmatic. It was written.
There Is a Dark Side is a better Redman album. Everyone can say that Muddy Waters. I think There Is a Dark Side was ill.
Dark Side is when Redman just came started coming out. But when you get Muddy Waters, that was like, ha, 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 ha.
I love
what
there
was
the
I?
Dark
oh,
Side.
Yeah, sipping on Cristal, looking up your bitch dress. Like, it was just.
Yeah, that shit was whatever, man.
And then you had Nas, it was written. It was like, look, though, didn't know till I was drunk, though. Freak niggas played out. Bitch got ate out. You know, all that shit, like, just that shit. And then you had Outkast. Don't forget them.
Hey, Southern Playlist. My goodness.
Huh?
When I heard Southern Playlist, you got to be kidding me. Now
but
what
you
I
got,
also
you
think.
Got, he said, like, on Southern Playlist, I think Get Up, Get Out, and Get Something was one of the best. Like, a lot of people they slept on that song because it was like, nigga, you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. Nigga, you need to get out and get something. Don't let the time, you know, you like, you know, just that shit was like back in our era, like that.
Well, that whole album was monumental regardless. I mean, Everybody's
like,
love that record.
And me being out in Atlanta, like, I see what they was talking about, like East Point, College Park, shit like that. Like, this motherfucker, the SWATs, you know, Goody Mob. You had Goody Mob. You had my brain's on froze right now.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. Now I'll tell you this, because, you know, I know you a real dude. You're gonna maintain wherever you are. But how was the transition to like Atlanta? Because we grew up, you know, Southern California, and I know it's way different. And I know you went out there, you know, as a man, you know what I'm saying, as an older dude. We're not little kids, you know, running around the panoramas anymore. But you know, was everything just good? Everything, you know, I mean, because I've been a lot of places now, and it seems like things are a lot calmer than they used to be. Like when I grew up, I want to say.
Oh, it's a lot. I would say that, but after, like we were talking last night, I was saying like how to. You know, like everybody was tripping on everybody and this and that. It seemed like when I called in to, you know, over into the hood or whatever, it's more or less, you know, everybody's still on some bullshit. Like, that's why I'm not ready to go back so much to the east side or this and that. But a lot of talent is there. Like, go ahead.
Well, I'm saying when I go other places, I already know still cracks in the east. I'm talking like when I ventured out and went to different states, and just that I went to seemed to be so much more less hectic than Riverside, dude. Big city or not, I don't know what it was like.
Like when I went to Kentucky, it was mellow. When I went to goddamn, you know, Florida, like it's just certain things. It's like it's nothing like home though.
That's
like home, you know. To when we go somewhere, we're from West Coast. Somebody from East, Southeast, Middle East, you know, or Northwest or whatever. Like it's there. Somebody always gonna say it's not the same, but I don't care where you. Like DJ Quick said, it's just like Compton.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go. There's always a rowdy motherfucker somewhere, but it's to the point where it's like you in the same situation, same place, and wherever you're at, it's the same.
Yep.
Just different lingo, different ways of talking about something, and you know you're I mean, it's life.
Yep.
It's life.
And it moves fast. So I'm gonna take
it
you back
fast.
I'm gonna take you back in the day real quick. This is exclusive right here, Die For Radio, Rivers stand up. Come on, hip hop stand up, let's do this.
Stepping in hot to the year. The rain coming like a hurricane with no fear. Cause in the streets we ain't got no peace. Shoot the beats from the east, but you run from police. Don't try me, cause I be the bomb like Bozzy. Straight from OGC, you heat shit up like Hawaii. Five when I'm live like a four-wheel drive. Every day I try to make y'all rappers realize how dangerous. Strangle gets on the mic up. Phone with Louisville zones, it gets me hyper. The type to snipe your ass from up close. This is the boot camp show. I'm your host, Sarang Wonder. No relation to Stevie. And no, I'm not West Indian or Haitian. But I'm on probation for knocking whack MCs out daily. Plus, I fly heads like comments from Alex Haley. Now tell me, won't this fucking verse right here turn a whack rapper's day into his worst nightmare? Petty MCs who claim they got gats. Frontin' with hoes and videos with pimp hats. But the fact still remains that you're just a stain on the bottom of my boots while I'm still starring. BCC from 99 past 2000. Make your heads in the crowd out there wonder how we be still.
Steppin' in hotter this year. Louisville, no fear, we'll shed no tears. Dare you to come near, baby, that ass. I pull bats, cock back, release and smack. Niggas is, I'm stuck on stupid, OD'd off Cupid.
it. Bitches and switches is strictly how they have to do it. Like Montel, Jordan, I'm giving a warning. You keep that shit up and niggas will be caving your walls in. But as they close in, chumps get chosen, stamps get frozen. Caught this here, please survive this potent. So hold it, watch how you take those toasts. Cause your next will be your last year when all she wrote. Kill the smoke, took no delaying. On sidelines I'm wasting. Procrastinating in sin, so there'll be no delaying.
Now he's stepping in hot to this year.
D.O. Big Kahuna coming in with no fear, oh yeah. Y'all niggas over there, y'all be frontin', claiming y'all own a gun, but when you see us, you run. Now this is one thing top dog can't understand.
What?
Why men get mangled? Why men get mad? So I asked. My brethren till he told me. He caught these brothers flapping, had to smack him with the chrome piece. Now it's only Uno Windows, he get him. He's blowing up spots, no matter if he's into me or friend. So put the end to all the bullshit, I pull shit quick. And you a gun fool, I can't forget how you get down. Cause I get down with 4 pounds that make sounds from underground. Now you don't wanna come around here. That's disappointment for life. I'm making sure I'm the one that's taking all your stripes. Now back way, why I get my yikes on. Peace to my nigga O-Strong, home with the chrome. We be stepping in hotter this year.
Mike G, Roy, you flush, BQE, no fear.
Baby, stepping in hotter this year.
Nigga attack Big C, East New York, no fear.
Baby, stepping in hotter this year.
Ducky Ducky, Eddie Machete coming in with no fear.
We be stepping in hotter this year.
Magnum Force, bad vibes, I mess with no fear. Brownsville, Mr. Walton, the place to be. Always representing with the OGC. Got my niggas from back in the days, always representing throughout the PJs. D-double-O, B-double-O, act like you know, you already know. Yo, what's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? Yo, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up, Louie? What's up, what's up?
I grew up living on the wrong side of the law. That 9-to-5 shit is jive, son, I tried it before. It don't work, that's why to this day I don't work. You can throw a monkey wrench in the game, it won't hurt. I've been broke, been locked up and lost. I live for the day and let fate take its course. If I should die right now, I survive in hell. Should I have been through all the risks, I'm still alive and well. So I know the skies don't stay gray forever. So I smile and pray for a change of weather. However, whether rain, hail, sleet, or snow, I'm on the grind full time cause I need this dope. I've been mine, it takes rain for the seeds to grow. So I endure the drizzling dew, my thug fizzling, yeah. I know what's wrong, but this how I eat. I live and die by the code of the street, this real talk. I regret a lot of shit I did, but it allowed me to feed my kids, so Lord forgive me. And if I end up doing a bit, it's just a consequence of how I live. So if I sold your grandma crack, I'm sorry. I robbed your little brother for a chain, I'm sorry. But I gotta grind to get mine. Anytime you can find me on the corner or that project lobby. Well, I remember the old cats who used to shoot the hair on and their arm, and pimps with the big brim hats and they fur on, and black militants had their fists in the air. And the definition of beauty to me was Pam Grier. I used to sit with my uncle and soak up game on how to bag a dame before bagging cocaine became the order of the day. Now all that I can say is rest in peace, my nigga, your memory's here to stay. I still remember all the shit you taught me. I'm trying to stay bent to keep the stress up off me. It's a day-to-day struggle, but I'm getting by. I still cringe at the thought of you getting high. I used to laugh at the crackheads I sold it to. Who knew you would let it take control of you? Now I'm looking at the shit from a different view. I got them fucked up from families too, and that's some bullshit. I regret a lot of shit I did, but it allowed me to feed my kids, so Lord forgive me. And if I end up doing a bit, it's just a consequence of how I live. So if I sold your grandma crack, I'm sorry. I robbed your little brother for a chain, I'm sorry. But I gotta grind to get mine. Anytime you can find me on the corner or that project lobby. Sometimes I think to myself, am I gonna see the casket soon? And at my wake, will these haters fill half the room? If I'm buried on the cold, rainy afternoon, just tell the homies, bring some yak and pour a glass in my tomb. I done did a bit of everything, I've seen it all. No matter what hell or heaven bring, I had me a ball. I knew the consequence of what I was doing before I got into it. Was death or jail, still I felt like I gotta do it. Cause though I'd rather live according to the dean,
being young, black, and needy, what's important is the green. You can't play both sides of the fence. There's no dollars in the mall, so the block naturally makes sense. In hits, couple wounds, couple scars, yeah, that'll heal. I give a toast to those who died on the battlefield. Lost a lot of soldiers in the journey me on. Still the lust for the paper be turning me on. Sitting in prison thinking, how come my attorney be wrong? Man, the system railroaded me. And my code D, and in the end I'll be remembered as the OG. But for now, my motto is the world owe me its own. I regret a lot of shit I did, but it allowed me to feed my kids, so Lord forgive me. And if I end up doing a bit, it's just a consequence of how I live. So if I sold your grandma crack, I'm sorry. I robbed your little brother for a chain, I'm sorry. But I gotta grind to get mine. Anytime you can find me on the corner or that project lobby.
For radio in the house, you already know how it goes down. I got my partner in crime with me, and then I got my OG homie, Riverside Stand Up, man. We sitting here, you know what I mean, really, really doing our thing live on the radio. Sean Boyd in the house, man.
Yo!
Having fun. Now, that was another dope interview, though, with Granddaddy IU. That was a dope
interview. Yeah, that one right there, that one stands out for me, especially because we're talking about fake-ass producers, and, you know, we already talked about taking credit, just for adding something simple, so just listen to it, people.
I'm going to take this 724 caller. We got a 724 caller, Dial 4 Radio, Mav4. I got my brother from another right here, Sean Boyd, Riverside in the house. What's happening with you?
Already, man. What's good, everybody? How's everybody feeling tonight?
We good.
Everybody blessed. What's everybody up, blessed. Man? We got Philly in the house.
Hell yeah, man. And guess what, Dad? I had my show today, man. I had Lil Kiki on, man. It was a good show. You got to check it out, man.
I'm going to check it out, yep. Man. Congrats. I'm glad you did your thing. This is a good acquaintance of ours right here, Sean, you know what I'm saying? His name's Josh. He doing his own radio thing, starting to do it. He got a passion for that dirty South. So, you know, he up and coming and obviously had Lil Kiki on the show today. So, Josh, this is my dude, Sean Boyd. I've known this dude pretty much my whole life right now.
Already, man. How you feeling, bro? He does music?
Man, I'm about to start. He about to get me out of retirement. He already knows that he's about to get me out of retirement. But yeah, man, I ain't talked to him in years, man. Like last night was one of them nights, like, you know, you talk to your homeboy after like 15, 16 some years, you like, damn.
Uh-huh.
And you still got everything in common.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But Josh, literally like maybe longer than like 15, 16 years. Like, I mean, but probably right around there to round it out. But I ain't talked to this dude since the late 90s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, man. You still. Then I try to express it to people, man. You know, your friends are who your friends were and who your friends gonna be, and your friends ain't who you think they are nowadays. You know, so it's kind of you want to keep your circle small. Because now he doing what he doing, like he doing his music and stuff. Like, you know, he gonna. When he blow up, everybody gonna want to be his friend. The ones that didn't know him or did know him and didn't want to talk, watch. That's just like anybody. You know what I mean? It's like what you put yourself into is what you get out of it.
And that's life, man.
And it's just crazy, man. It's just you go on. Like I got lifelong friends, man. We have there's a squad of us. And I was talking to homie last night, like, you go back into memories of, like, how shit used to be, how it is now, what happened in those eras, like, and you think about, like, shit, man, like, there's only a few of us that is real.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. And now, Josh, I'm going to ask again. I know I always do, but how old are you right now?
Man, I'm 21, man. Just turned 21 in May.
Okay.
Yeah, just turned 21. So happy birthday to you, obviously. Told you that
happy
before. But But yeah, dude, a lot of history. Now, so to go, and I'll go to Josh real quick. I'm going to go to Four real quick, though, because I already asked Sean. So, Four, when you were at Poly during, you know, those 90s years, who was your go-to MC? Or go-to group or whatever
MC?
It might be.
Okay, because I started Poly in 92. My favorite rapper by that time when I started was always Eazy-E. Always Eazy-E. And then, you know, it's sad that his death came. And, you know, the less music we got to hear from Eazy-E, I mean, of course, is you can't keep him on your top for too long.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just that. I mean, it was just so much at that time. You had East Coast, West Coast, and you had the South coming out. You already had Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and Big Mike. But you had Outkast coming out at GA, you know, and the Goody Mob. But at that time, the East Coast and West Coast, it was so... I'm telling you, because I graduated in 96. Between 92 and 96, there was so much to choose from. It was ridiculous because you had a whole buffet of shit to choose from. You had a lot. Coogee Rap, Cube, Snoop, Biggie, Nas, Outkast, 8-Ball and MJG, the Dog Pound, Cypress Hill, the GZA, Wu-Tang, Method Man, Red Man. You had a lot to choose from. And I guarantee you, anybody's top 10 pick, if it's between those years, or even 91 and 96, all the way to 96, I mean, you could never go wrong with any album from that, if they're just top 10 from that era.
Okay, so, you know what, and this is going to bring up a past episode, and this is exactly my point. I'm glad that we were actually, because this is the same thing, but okay, we had MC Shan, remember? Dope episode.
Yes, sir.
So I asked him, if you were to play The Bridge, which we did, and The Bridge is such a dope song. I mean, come on. I said, but if you were to play that for these younger kids right now, do you think they would be like, that shit is whack? And he said, yes. So what is that, you know, what does that put us? Because because it's like, I hear The Bridge, I'm like, damn, that's my shit right there. You know,
that shit rocks. I don't give a fuck. I mean, that's his opinion on that, but I know a lot of youngsters that heard that shit for the first time and actually said that shit is dope. I mean, it just depends on where you play the record at, it seems like.
So then Sean, like something like somebody like MC Shan, or we had Smooth the Hustler, a lot of older MCs like that, you agree some people would hear something like that because, again, technology's changed. You know, these little 15-year-olds can have studio sound and shit in their room because mommy and daddy bought it. But do you agree they would hear something like the MC Shan and be like, man, that shit sounds awful?
No, it just depends like how you feel about hip hop, how you feel about rap, how you look at it in the aspect of what music is. It's
yeah.
More or less like, you know, you have digital underground, you know, you have Diggable Planets, you have Dos Effects, you have them. Now you take Tupac, Biggie, you have Redman, Method Man, like you have Outkast, you have MJ, G and 8-Ball, all them, like you got to put them in different categories because Tupac, Biggie was poetic, and one was a storyteller. You had Diggable Planets. One was like, they was the ones that be on the mic rapping, or, you know, they're not even worried about the beat. They just speaking, you know, like poetry. You know, you have Digital Underground, like, let's party up, like, let's have fun. But back in the eras, it depends on how you was partying. So that's how the music flowed, you know. So
you had a variety of music back then. It's different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The 90s will be the era where you had the most to choose from because I guarantee you one thing, there was record companies out there that don't even exist no more, but were out there and they were all signing rap acts.
Before I go to Josh,
anymore.
Because now he's 21 right now, so I'm really curious to what his high school, but I got to say, from what we were just talking about, you know, as far as the information comes so much quicker now. You know, like you brought up a lot of people that, you know, younger kids still listen to. But as far as because everything comes quicker. They expect almost perfection as soon as you hear
it. That's like the host. We're not going to tell nobody, but he listens to Justin Bieber albums every day.
Shit. Okay, so let's do this, man. But it's, hey, you know, music is music. I'm definitely not feeling the Bieber fever, but you know what? I also don't hate on anybody that really is out there getting their money. I mean, for real, like, who am I to say what a million people like?
Get your money, you keep being an asshole. I'm still not buying your record. Fuck you. That's how I feel.
So, Josh, no. When you were in your eras of high school, and I would say probably the most impressionable times of high school are going to be, like, your sophomore, junior, and going into your senior year. You know what I'm saying? Because then once you get, like, halfway through senior year, you feel like you're the shit. What was your main dude that you would go to for music-wise? Like, this is my shit. And it doesn't have to be any time era. Just in your time era, what you doing right there, what was it?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to think because how I experienced music was a little different than how everybody else did. Nobody guided me towards nothing. So I was just on the I was just out there with it. So technically, you know, I mean, I know we talking about high school, but, you know, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, I was on Cuban Easy, you know. That's who I first seen, and that's who I was, you know. And then it just opened doors, you know, Above the Law.
Where did you grow up in those times?
What was that?
Where did you grow up in those times?
Oh, man, what year was that? Shit, I can't remember. I know.
But were you
on
the East? On the West Coast, correct?
What was that?
You won on the West Coast, correct? You don't have to say exactly.
Absolutely not, man. I've been on the East Coast my whole life, man.
there's my point.
So I mean, I was growing up on Cube and stuff because, of course, you know, when I was little, I watched Friday, and then going into ninth grade, I was like on, you know, a little bit of Tech N9ne a little bit, but then I kind of strayed away from him. He started getting crazy, and then I was actually into a lot of New York rap, man, surprisingly, because I knew a lot of West Coast stuff, but then I was just dipping around different coasts. So ninth grade, it was a lot of AZ, it was a lot of Grand Poobah, a lot of Brand Nubian, you know, a lot of Big Daddy Kane. And then going into the 10th grade, I was more in Dub C, Snoop Dogg, and other act like the Comrades and Gangsta from Linwood and all them cats, and I was into that. And then that kind of, like, gravitated over to, like, 11th grade. And then that's when I started getting into screw music, DJ Screw, Fat Tech, Kiki, Big Pokey, Paul Wall. And then going into 12th grade, I just went right back to, like, West Coast. But if I had to pick one artist, I mean, okay, no, it's not even, I can't single out anybody. So I have to pick three artists per coast because it's just not fair just picking one. But if
okay,
I have to, I'll say my one. But it's going to be Cool G Rap for the East. And down south, it's going to be Fat Pat. And for the West, it's going to be Dub C. But if I had to choose one, it's going to be AZ.
AZ, okay, so I got to ask you, was DJ Screw alive? Was DJ Screw alive when you started, when you first heard, like, screw music, screwed up music?
No, Screw died in 2000. So when I first heard Screw music, it was like, when I was real little, I never understood it. So it was until about high school, about ninth grade, I started hearing some Ice Cube slowed up and some SIBO slowed up. And that's how I got into Screw, because Screw's favorite rapper was SIBO, and he had SIBO and Spice One on a mixtape. And Spice One is from Houston as well. So, that's how I got to, you know, if it wasn't for Dub C with Spice on a track, I wouldn't know who DJ Screw was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, so again, and that just shows you the different genre, like, not genre, but just, man, that how much the era's changed, but exactly what you were doing, you know, living in the East Coast, listening to down south West Coast. Now, I almost think it was crazy because this could go to Sean's and for a lot of stuff separated back then, you know, as far as genres of music, because everybody had to stand unique. I always say this too, because on the radio show, you know, we come from an era where sounding unique and having something Now what makes you famous is sounding like the old single. So someone like Josh, I mean, how unique is that to that he's into all that West Coast shit, growing up in Philly almost all of his life, and being that young? It was even, he, you know, Screw wasn't even alive when he heard his first shit like that. I mean, that's crazy. I think the circle is starting to come around. These younger people are starting to see this shit.
First time I heard Screw music was when I went to Louisiana in 95.
But you know what? You know, not even on the South shit, but obviously what we are doing to Polly, we grew up to UGK. I know one of my favorite South CDs back in the day, and I know
Mine was Ghetto Boys, like Scarface.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
say Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
Probably that UGK shit was the hard shit. That Riding Dirty shit.
But
yeah,
I mean, that was more harder than the Ghetto Boys shit. But I'm looking at me, 35, my era, like, I understood what it meant. Like, now, like, you know, it's just like you have all these new artists and stuff coming out. It's just, it's crazy. You come out, like, where I'm at in Atlanta, you have so much. You have K-Camp, you got this person, you got this, you got...
let me ask you something real quick, Sean.
Yes.
Are there any new rappers, new artists, young artists that you do like or do listen to?
Is there? Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, is there?
My favorite, though, is Nipsey.
Nipsey, yeah, we fuck with him. Nipsey, he's hard.
Like, Nipsey is hard. Like, I think he goes hard for the West Coast right now. Like, he's... Because when you look at the era, like, you had Pac, you had Nate Dogg, rest in peace. You have so you have Daz, you had Corrupt, you had this. But Nipsey's like, he's 28. He's like the hardest person in the West Coast right now. I think that's my opinion, though. What's my opinion?
So let's just say no Kendrick Lamar. J. Cole,
Kendrick Lamar,
you know what I'm saying?
Too, but I'm saying as far as
the creator, our future, and shit like that.
I'm saying, like, as far as, like, what I listen, like, me, Kendrick Lamar, and Nipsey, they're on two different pedestals when it comes to rap. It's just like Biggie and Pac. You can't, their rap doesn't go together. Like, you couldn't sit here and say Biggie was better than Pac, Pac was better than Biggie, because why? How can you do that when they're two different artists? They're two different sounds. They're two different messages. Kendrick Lamar.
I hear everything you say on that. You know, but this is the sad part that, you know, with hip hop and everybody is always going to bring that assumption who's better than this and that. To me, the only thing that takes away from Biggie is the fact that his life got cut too short, and there's just not enough material to out-surpass what Tupac has put out and what a lot of Tupac is saying. I mean,
but see, I gotta go on to Tupac, okay? Because I have to say there's some things, like, especially like Me Against the World, that literally saved my life. And Sean, you know, kind of you and I, you know, between moving and wherever we're doing, you know, kind of lost contact. But I knew for literally when there was like a long period of time, I had nowhere to live, you know, all. And, you know, my thing, like, with like Pac is that was the one dude when everybody was in their house asleep and I was literally just walking around Riverside for, you know, almost like over a year. I mean, almost a couple years, dude. Like,
yep.
He was like the one artist that was like, I can roll with Pac. You know what I'm saying? I can roll with Pac tonight and I'll be just fine. And there's not, I don't know any music right now besides hearing like new Boot Camp or EPMD and shit like that. But nothing like Pac ever just like kept me motivated like that, just on a personal level.
Hey, my cousin on the phone too, so his name is Shamari. So shout out to him real quick. Ask him his opinion.
Appreciate it.
What's happening with you, homie? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Man, I'm just having a blast, man, sitting here reminiscing, talk about real music, man.
He's 21, too. That's my little cousin. He from Riverside, too. I just three-way with him real quick. He's from Riverside. You know, he's my little crime partner out there when I come home. And, you know, he loves music. And ask his opinion, see what he likes.
So let's go into this. Be talking about, like, you know, because when people are most impressionable, not just the word impressionable, I'm just talking when you really, you know, you're becoming a man as far as, you know, being a man, but, you know, through high school, and, you know, that's really where, you know, kind of like molds you into being an adult. But what was some of your favorite music? Like, I know people are going to listen to what's popular, but what is the thing, like, you home by yourself and you know this is going to get you through the day, and that doesn't mean you're having a bad day, but just your go-to MC or group in your, like, you know, sophomore, junior, and senior year?
Honestly, I would have to say what I grew up with, you know, Ludacris, you know, G-Unit, you had BPGC, yeah, Young Jeezy, T.I., the old school Lil Wayne, you know, I have, you know, those type of influences, and also even the Young Nipsey Hussle, because he even said in one of his, I guess, say mid to early raps, he even said, kids are the reason, you know, he said my music is the reason why kids are finishing school, because that's just motivation. So sometimes music, you know, gets you through life, just like how my boy was saying that, you know, I got into situations when he listened to Tupac. So, you know, with that being said, certain artists and certain music, and certain things people say, it kind of got you hyped, you know, it kind of got you excited to, you know, make it out the hood, make it out the project. You know, it kind of gives you inspiration to just, you know, never give up.
So, but on that tip then, and you know, for the era too and how old you are, you know, you named really rap, and that's, I think that's the, because I, you know, one thing we talked about on the show, and I, you know, I'm glad you tuned in, and I hope you continue to tune in to Dieful Radio, because we really have a lot of stuff that we do and talk about like this, is a lot of what people talk about is actually what's missing. And I think where a lot of that is missing is because people don't have to go through record labels. I mean, independently, you can go to your house, record yourself, know somebody that makes it sound clean, know somebody that can do a video, you know, and pay for it, you know, just a little bit of money to get your music completely out there like you're professional. But there's a huge part that's missing that was called artist development. And back in the day, you had to go to the labels. And I think some of these guys, you know, regardless if they're making money or not, a lot of that substance is missing because they didn't have somebody to say, hey, this is how you talk to the media. Hey, this is how you perform on stage. Hey, this is how you do this. And these people get paid to make them better artists. You feel me? Artist development wasn't really to put out there to make you, you know, a slave. You were a slave to the contract because of what you signed. Artist development was really there to develop you as an artist. And you don't have that anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And when you say artist development, I would also say, you know, prime example, one of my favorite artists, just like my boy Sean said, I would have to say Nipsey Hussle. He had a deal with Epic Records. You know, either he got dropped or he dropped the label. And he put out a classic, you know, sick mixtape. And his one that's about to come out right now, which is called Victory Lap, that right there, I'm sure it's going to be another classic as well, but he's doing it independently. Look when he dropped Crenshaw, and he made $100,000, you know, within like 24 to 48 hours. And he's not even worried about it. He's doing tours, you know, he's making good music, connecting with people, and just like you said, he's not even doing the whole major label, you know, background.
But it's like this. You can also get into the Illuminati, how much bunch of artists are into that. And of course you're gonna make it, you're gonna make millions, but if you independently, you're gonna do music the way you do it, and you're gonna do true music the way you feel, the way you understand it, the way it makes you lively up. And I look at it like this, you know, a lot of people they sit here and criticize this person, but look, I can't be mad at the next person for making money. I may make a little more than you, but hey, you still gonna make music, because you know you have back in my era, like you had, like I said, you had Digital Underground, you had Tribe Called Quest, you had so many different artists. Like I remember when I was at Gage Middle School and Dr. Dre Chronic album came out, everybody was hyped. Zimbo Carter, all of us, like AJ, Shaka, everybody, we just hyped, like, can't wait to get it.
So to ask, you know, 21 years old again, and I'm going to go back to Josh in just a second, but what about some of the OGs, like the Rakims and the Big Daddy Kanes and stuff like that? Is this music, I mean, what are some of your favorites from like the OG like that? And it doesn't even have to go back that far. I mean, obviously Outkast still does this thing, and, you know, they had a classic album with the personal statistic. But, you know, as far as going a little back in time, who are some of your favorites?
Me?
Your cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Still on the line?
So my favorites, honestly, I kind of have an old soul and a new soul, so I'll have to also say, you know, a Tribe Pop, you know, Quest. I love NWA, of course. I gotta say Outkast as well. And it's kind of funny because, like, people say, like, oh, you like these people? I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I even like Wu-Tang Clan. And people are like, you're only 21, 22, and you're like on this old stuff and all these new, you know, young bucks basically don't know, you know, what old school classic music is. But I understand it because I'm an open-minded type of person, especially when it's doing music.
Okay, so I got a little message from my dude Todd Davis right now, and he decided to put his two cents in. And this is basically what it says right here. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. Public Enemy, NWA, Slick Rick, BDP, EPMD, Big Daddy Kane, obviously Eazy-E, Rakim, Ice-T, MC Lyte, Jungle Brothers, K-9 Posse. It goes on and on and on. So you're getting, you know, capturing an era. What do you, you know what, let me ask this. You know, I'm going to go to Josh on the line. He's 21 as well. So, Josh, I got a good question for you. And this is perfect for you because you're going to have to think outside of your little, you know, down south box and Ice Cube box and the whole thing. Same time, you know, something from 1995 or before, a little bit after, is not going to off the bat just start selling again. What direction needs to happen? I'll go to where it needs to be. And I got a couple facts real quick. Lords of the Underground drop a new album. Pharoah Monch dropped a new album. Eastside is, you know, even though that's a little older, about to drop a new album. Cormega just dropped a new album. You know, the list goes on of these people that, you know, even me as teenagers grew up listening to.
Dion Askey just dropped a new single.
Yeah, exactly. And watch out for that. Watch out for my little EP I'm dropping with Boot Camp Click right now. Y'all gonna be in store for something special. You know what I'm saying? But so where do we gotta take it?
What you gonna play, Knight Riders?
Off the Boot Camp, for the people.
We should play some the floor and Score Scar from House of Skelter and the Band 5.
Or should you go, Dear Mama?
You know. Or you go
on and on.
Hello?
Or should we play some shit that people ain't heard, Diz?
Hello?
Yeah, actually, we can do that. I got something loaded up.
Hey,
let me get Josh.
Hold on, what do you think
it needs to go? You still rocking with us?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've been waiting. I don't know if I was muted or not. I was actually trying to finish up my last thing real quick. I was saying about what you were telling me about high school, you know, about the rap. But on that question you said about the direction it needs to take, and the funny thing is, I kind of brought this up, and I was talking to somebody yesterday on my show about it, and he said one thing that's lacking nowadays is the lack of putting money, the artists who put out music. I'm not talking about the vets, you know, who put out good music, period. But the people who put out music, they don't put enough money behind the production and the sound of it. And also, there's that connection, like being in the studio with a people that's supposed to be on your record and actually doing the music together instead of emailing it, man. That camaraderie and that togetherness and actually making a very good sound of record together
because
like
I'm,
that,
I'm,
that's the direction it needs to take, man.
No, no, no.
That's
I don't agree with that
that's
at all
opinion.
Because
again, that's my opinion, bro.
And the reason I say I don't agree with that because I bless the technology as far as it you are able to do music like that. Like I said just earlier, I'm doing a little, you know, I'm doing basically a little EP with Bootcamp Click, a group that I grew up listening to, and I'm able to do that even though we have a good relationship, a good vibe, and we, you know, you send songs 3 or 4 times back and forth to each other while you're talking on the phone and doing shit, so you still kind of get that, but you're able to do it without breaking your pockets and, you know, to fly back and forth, and you don't have to deal with the label. These people back in the day, the reason that they could go back and forth to the different studios is because they had someone paying to do it. Now people can be independent, but they just need to invest in the right way. So I feel you on the, you know, camaraderie, like seeing each other, but it is also a blessing to be able to do a track with somebody that lives in Germany. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen that happen. And definitely, I absolutely do not anybody who does that. It is a blessing, man, to be able to do that because there's people making albums, you know. I mean, I've seen albums from Germany, man. It's crazy. In France, people doing West
thing,
Coast
so.
People doing artists, but France. But one thing is, it's just I don't know. Again, maybe I'm looking at this too old, or maybe I'm just like stuck in one way, maybe. But to me, and how I feel and sound, listen to some music, and especially with this, with features, I can tell when they all got together on a song and made it good, you know what I mean? Compared to the ones who do email, you know, who do tracks and they're not in the same room together. I mean, that's something I can kind of tell. I mean, not too often, but it's just there's a feel. I mean, I don't know. I can't really explain it. I don't know if you understand me on it because I know you kind of don't agree on what
I'm saying.
I feel
you, but I'm going to bless you guys with something right now, and I don't usually do this because I'm such a perfectionist about my music.
M.O.B. Get.
But yeah. But look, I'm going to play this because I got to get, you know, that going. But I'm gonna give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about to bless to be on these airways right now. This is a dude straight out of Riverside. His name's Dire Motherfucking Lansky with a song from Supreme. From Bootcamp Click, the representatives. One time, let's do this.
Drop it down.
Yeah. Supreme Elohim. Supreme Elohim. Dire Lansky. From BK to the Bay. NY to Cali. NY to Cali. Yeah. Kill, feeling like a half a mil. I'm ill like cold steel, but I still blast the wheel. Reveal massive pills in a chill passion grill. I make them all nil, so for real, pass the pill. With side versus the many, I'm friendly to you within me. Love don't cost a penny, but hating will cost you plenty. Niggas riding my Jimmy, but envy is never in me. Around the world spins me, now pour me your glass of Henny now. Watch me set it off, niggas better pause. Cause I come up with metaphors better than before. Son, I run through competitors, guns, knives, etc. Shark, I don't bark, son, I bite like pit terriers. Live and direct, I'm as live as it gets. Live in the flesh, salute me as a sign of respect. I'm kind of a threat, now tell me who you trying to impress. Don't make me put a nine in your neck, cause any drama I'ma address.
Hip-hop, I represent it from the start. Hip-hop, I represent for this all. Hip-hop, I represent for the culture. The backpackers, graffiti artists, boy, I thought I told you. For real soldiers, B-boys, through the max exposure. We stay true to the roots until the lights are over. Yeah, I represent for the truest. Supreme and Dire Lansky, to the best, I thought you knew. See, I'll be ready from the start. I'm the raider of the sloth. Start and transcribe my thoughts through these waveforms. I blast off, I bring the truth to the room. Proof is how I verbally do them. My adversaries still they lack. Ain't nobody fucking with the team if you know what I mean. The type of substance to reign supreme, just ask on me Elohim. I keep it tight, never slacking cause they watching. See nowadays hating becomes their first and only option. My aim steady, ready, sharper than a new machete. Leave your brains against the wall, scattered like some tall confetti. This heavy medley striking deadly if you wasn't ready. Stand against the grain, I'm insane but keep it moving steady. No time to waste on me, tomorrow's never promised. So I stay humble, keep it real, that's how I do the knowledge. Plus my lyrics staying polished, plus this mainstream out of the mileage. About to take you to college, so this rap shouldn't have started. Hip-hop, I represent it from the start. Hip-hop, I represent for this all. Hip-hop, I represent for the culture. The backpackers, graffiti artists, boy, I thought I told you. For real soldiers, B-boys, through the
the door. Yeah, I represent for the truest. Supreme as I land, see through the best. I thought you knew this.
Yeah, what up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are the White Crows. And you are now rocking with Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.
Die 4 Radio in the house. So to bring in the technology, that's a beautiful thing. And even though that's rough, but the track went back and forth. I produced the beat. We did it, got it done. It's going to be on iTunes very soon. Bootcamp Click, Riverside in the house. That's the way it goes down. You feel me? And I know
it's
exactly
rough,
what Josh...
It ain't me. That track is hard. I don't give a fuck if it's rough, smooth, whatever you want to call it. That track is raw.
Bootcamp Click in the house, homie. Bootcamp Click in the house. Now, we talked about, you know, independent rap and this and that. Oh, I'm gonna go to Sean real quick again. Sean, were we born in the wrong era, even though we love our music? If we would have had this mentality with this technology, would we be somewhere else right now? I know we're supposed to be because we're still here. But just in general, you think our mentality from back in the day with this technology would have been a good thing, or we were good where we're at?
We was good. We was in the place where we were supposed to be. Just like, you know, in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you still had reel-to-reels. When they go in the DJ booth and do stuff, we did tapes. They did reel-to-reels. You know, now it's all internet. You know, it just makes it a little easier and simpler to transfer things now, but back in the day, like you were talking about last night, you had to pay for studio time. Like, we're not playing with you. If you ain't got thousands, we're not coming. We're not messing with you. If you don't have this, we're not going to burn all these tapes. You know, now you can just get it, edit it, put it on, send it over email, you're good. And you put it in, you know, like, but if I look at my era, no, I love my era. I would never go back. I would never look differently at my hair, because where I grew up, like, a lot of music made me who I am now, like, even as far as, like,
I agree.
You know, and it's to the point, like, you know, music is music. Everybody does music every day. The way you talk, the way you walk, the way you move, the way you do, it's all music. It's just how you put it and format it, you know, because everybody could rap. Everybody could sing. It's just you might not have the voice for singing, but you could sing. You got something you got on your mind, you know, and that's how music is made, you know. It's just,
So I guess my question is, and not to put you on front street like this, but do you think if, even with loving the era, if our era had the technology that we have now with, like, you know, the phones and Facebooks and even what we're doing right now.
We didn't have that.
But if we had that, do you think it would have benefited us or would have got us in more trouble?
Got us in more trouble because it was already fast movement.
Yeah, I agree.
It would have been whack.
We'd have been done if we had technology, but like this.
Because now you look at it.
That would have been finished by then.
Because they didn't come out. Look, if you look at it, they didn't come out with internet till 97. I was graduated from high school already.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like just the same way you look at it. Like look at things now. Like, you know, internet. When I was going to school, they said a book report. You better go to the library. Now it's like you just how music is. Man, I want to go to Rhapsody. Let me find this album. Before you used to have to go to the store and go through the records and look to find the album. Oh, can you order
the internet,
this for
the
me?
Internet. The internet brought the death of the cassette tape, and literally, eventually, after a few years, the death of the CD.
Yeah, but y'all know me. I lived right there next to warehouse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know
I
the
used
panties
to go
was
there every Tuesday and every Saturday.
I used to work there.
Every Tuesday and every Saturday.
You lived next door to it, but I worked there.
But also La Bodega was the job as well. But
too.
No, I mean being
I
right there, regardless of looking at, you know, being that close, so you know, I could walk across.
Yeah, homie, I had homies from Party that worked at Blockbuster Music right by the by Tyler. And my homeboy
Scott
the Kai. I don't give a fuck. I say their names. Who gives a fuck? They worked there and I stole tapes under their fucking noses. So what?
But
no,
like, what I was saying though, you know, that's the game back then, obviously. But two, I knew no matter how close I lived, if I was going to warehouse and then remember in the plaza, Sam Goody was in there for a little while too, I knew I was going to spend at least an hour looking through CDs.
Yeah, you have
warehouse
to.
Warehouse was a spot. I just spent an hour, almost two
but like
hours
said, like
looking through shit.
But Blockbuster was where you could go in there, sit down at the music station, bring like 6-7 CDs, and you could see what you wanted before you bought it. Warehouse, they made it where you bought a used CD, you could listen to it for a minute, and you could bring it. If you didn't want it, you could buy it. Sam Goody. And see, now they don't have that. Like Virgin Records, they don't have that shit no more out in Cali. Like
they don't have it no
shit.
More.
It's like, so now everything is Rhapsody. Everything.
Ontario, that shit's gone. That shit's gone. All the stores are gone. All the mom and pop record stores, like Groove Time and San Bernardino off of Baseline. Gone. All the stores is gone, and it's sad.
But you still have, you still right there in the University Village, you still have, what's the name of that damn record store?
It's like Planet Music or something like that. It's still there.
Yeah.
And
like,
oh, Mac
Ladders. Yeah, they got vinyl.
They do, because I go there pretty much. That's the only place I could go get some used good shit.
But
I'm not paying full price for what they got.
But on the on the topic though, like technology, yeah, it's different. We had in my car, I had a tape deck and I had a CD player. When the CD player came out, you had your books of CDs. Now you drive and you're like, okay, let me put on Pandora, let me put on Rhapsody, let me pull up YouTube, let me do this, and I can listen to whatever I want to now. Before, shit, I want to hear this song, man. Let me go buy this goddamn CD real quick so I can hear this one song. You know, it's not like that no more.
Well,
you know, that's
you
why I
say
I like, and I love my era because back in the day, you had to go to the damn goddamn music store to get what
you
wanted. I use a perfect example.
You waited a whole week before the album dropped. You waited a whole week before the album dropped. You used to get to the record store before it opened. It's different. It's fucking different. I mean, that's what made that era special was because you was excited to go purchase that new album.
I remember
who cares?
In warehouse, you could put it on hold for $2.
Yep.
Well,
but no, but you
have
to buy albums. Remember when soundtracks were the thing? And that's why I'm saying I got a perfect example, like literally, specifically. Pac.
Well,
everybody, like we already talked about, everybody was on Pac.
Hey, I'm going to get right back on. I need to do something real quick. I'm going to get right back on. So
yeah,
put me back on when I get back.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, you're going to have to call. We in overtime, homie, so you're going to have to call my cell phone. I'll bring you in.
Okay.
All right, so, but no, what I was going to say is on the Super Cop soundtrack, that's where Made Niggas first dropped.
Tupac and Outlaws.
Yeah, and it was like you had to get that to do it. You literally, you had to go get that whole soundtrack, and there wasn't a lot of hip-hop songs on the Super Cop soundtrack. It was like, I think Pac was one of the only ones.
Oh, that's the thing about the soundtrack, and people don't realize, oh, my God. No matter what, when you bought a soundtrack, you ain't had to deal with the rock shit it came with, the country shit it came with, the jazz shit it came with. It has a shit you didn't want to pay for it, but, I mean, that's the soundtrack price.
I remember I used to say back in the day, too, even with you four, I was like, I can't wait because we used to, you know, record tapes and stuff like that. I was like, imagine when you can burn a CD to another CD. I was like, and
I know.
I remember thinking about that and talking about back in the day, and it'd be like, nah, man, that's crazy right there. Like, I mean, to burn another CD from another CD. Now you don't even need to burn music from a CD. You just put anything on a media player, a thumb drive. I mean, you name it, you can do it. The difference is too, though, and I'm gonna say from a producer standpoint, an engineer standpoint. When you buy the CD, look, y'all, you can still buy CDs even if there isn't stores. Just go online, your favorite artist, and purchase their CD. hard copy. And what you're getting is you're getting a 16-bit WAV file on that disc. There's the highs, the mids, you're getting off of MP3. Yeah, because here's what happens, and people understand, you know what I'm saying, computer knowledge now, and megabytes and stuff like that. When you buy a CD and just import it into your desktop, not to iTunes or anything, and you look at the info, you know, right-click on it and get info, whether Mac or whatever it is, it's going to say one of those songs is probably, you know, 40 to 50 megabytes. When you make it an MP3, that 40 to 50 megabytes now becomes 4.5 megabytes. So you can't tell me, just in computers, and all these kids think they know about computers and shit like that, that you're not going to miss something. You're definitely going to miss something in the quality of music when a file goes from 40 to 50 megabytes to 4 to 5 megabytes. I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. So really, go buy the artist CD. Yeah, if you want to bootleg it and put it on your iPod or whatever, I mean, that's going to happen anyways. That's the era we're in. But if you really still appreciate the artist, go fucking buy it. And it's going to sound better, trust me.
Especially if you say you're an artist and you're a fan of that artist, like a diehard, support you because I do. I always do, trust me. But to get back to what you just said, it feels like all the nerds back then are the cool guys, and today the nerds are just everybody getting by. Isn't that crazy? Yo.
I said I agree.
Yo.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I said I agree.
I agree
completely.
On me.
You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm gonna have to kill him real quick for.
Kill him. We're still here.
Dafo
Radio.
Doing what we gotta do. Dafo Radio. We about to come back. Sean's about to call me back. We can catch up. I got my homie Young Hawk that just came in the studio. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But this we can kill him like this.
Get your attention.
Bullet points.
Rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a voice, you see my bullets strike well, so what's the damage report?
I guess these rappers really ain't got much to say. You see, I do what I do, homie, it's like every day. Still bruise through my cruise, most days we parlay. But the stealth of my wealth is my point, and that's all day. You see, these bullets burn when we spit them out. I guess it's life you're losing, let's call these doctors out. Live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so let's lick a shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to, that spirit that I'm lifting's gifted. Still twisted, to the automatic spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when your gift is moving towards a master, so fuck it homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, it's that sickness. We breaking bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently stink to rip this. Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a voice. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody stuck cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut. Fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut. Keeping your body stiffer than the fucker King Tut. And we about to get paid, get laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate. Cause you's a fake and we always go harder. Die Alasky man for, got the shit that's hotter. And our shit is proper and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off blocks. On any block, on any team. It doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report? Sending them shots to get your attention. These rappers whack too many names to really mention. So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report? Radio in the place to be. You already know how we do. Hey, Four, what you know about them bullets? Me?
All I know is this. It's Doc Four Radio. Fuck y'all. Dire Lansky, your host. Mad Foe, your co-host. Fuck all y'all. That's all I gotta say.
I had fun tonight, man. This was good. We got, I mean, Sean Boyd to call up. Really?
That's good. We're getting our hometown people's, so we're getting the hometown supported, which is important. So, I mean, that's always big and that's always key. We love everybody from Riverside. Keep on listening. Keep on fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? Don Askey. You don't understand. The boy got shit going on.
What's more important, though, is that we get the love from the ones that we care about in Riverside that would, you know, that would have our back. Like, Sean's always been a real dude with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, I've like, man, I mean, I've known Sean, like, long time. But I'm saying, like, those are the people I care about that, you know, have my back in Riverside. Because there's going to, you know, I've been out of Riverside now for a while. So, you know, not my name.
I know what you mean by that, too, because you got all the fake ones. They used to fucking play a hate, and all of a sudden want to be loved ones again. Nah, I ain't with that shit. You know who you are. But I ain't going to call no names. We just let it be, baby. The damage is done. Whatever is good, you patch it up. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask you doing this thing. Doc Full Radio. I love Riverside. He loves Riverside.
We do. We definitely do. So, a question for you, Matt. I'm going to put you on the motherfucking chopping block. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? Because this is a special occasion, and we in overtime right now, Doffle Radio. Speaking of people back in the day, this is the trip. This is what I love about my motherfucking job right here, man. So I'm sitting here on the radio waves talking to a dude, you know, that I grew up with. Obviously, Matt Ford is my partner I grew up with. But I knew this dude in my studio that just came into Doffle Productions right now. Since like 2006, 2007. Lost contact, you know what I'm saying? But just because we didn't have Facebook and stuff like that, but a good homie to me, did a beat with, you know, beats with them, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? When I was living in an apartment in L.A. up there by Senior Fred's, and just through Facebook connected again. I'm going to introduce the fam and the fans and the followers right now, Young Hawk. Tell these people a little bit something real quick.
Man, it's Young Hawk, 781, meaning life representer, never quitter. You know what I'm saying? Drop the Glocks right up in your face. 788s. I represent living, y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And since we're in overtime and we take shit to the extreme here on Doffo Radio, you got a little 16 for us real quick, huh? Live on the air? You got a little something?
Man, I'm over here grooving up.
16. Two of my dude.
Hey, it's Young Hockadocious. I got the flow that's ferocious. And if they know that I wrote this, they leak. They lit the blunt and knew that I didn't. It's from the head when I'm spitting. I gives a fuck, bitches dipping. Hey, I'm from L.A., though. I never sport Pele, but I used to love Drado. That's one of the reasons why I grew, though, and do beats. Niggas thinking they something, but they be too sweet. 781 is what I represent to the end, and I ain't really got too many friends. Dipping bins, never did that, but I got Alexo, though. None of that really matter. All that matters the flow. And I'm Young Hockadocious with the flow that's ferocious. Like I said before, they better notice. And if they didn't, they better know now. I have no frowns because I walk around with a smile and I profile. Wow, bunch.
Young Hawk in the house. You know what I'm saying? Getting it real big. He's got an exclusive track produced by Dire Lansky coming out. It's real hot. We took it back to the essence with it, y'all. When I say essence, I mean essence. You know what I'm saying? and ain't no half-stepping like with Big Daddy Kane. So we definitely taking back. I'm going to go real quick. I'm gonna connect with Sean. We're going to, you know, get a little more conversation in. Obviously, we know overtime, and then we, you know, going to let everybody go. And, man, having a blast. Until then, 20 years after, we got the bonfire with Lords of the Underground. Come on.
Man has an announcement. I'm your daddy. I seen the shit that you've been doing and I'm not happy. I've been watching the game close like a caddy. Let me show you how to swing this iron. Ready, aim, fire. Pro gorilla, I've been triller, your head's spinning. No tugging, we've been winning from the beginning. There's no mistaking the place and the shit is permanent. Go against it, you want a meeting, let's turn the kitty. I put my heart into every word that I ever spit it. So far ahead of my time, I had to give them a minute. Had a lot of daughters in hotel rooms sinning. 20 years touring the world and we still killing. Bandana all around my head, one around my wrist. Get on stage, scratch another crew apart the list. They will not remember you, but I'm gonna be missed. Low chug is hip hop, you are not missed.
Gotta stay on top of your game. If not, you're making room for the lame. Room for the lame.
But we actually going to go right back into it. Sean, you rocking with us?
Yeah, I'm rocking.
Man. All right, so, F4, you rocking with us?
What up, bro? What up?
So, because we got Sean on the line, he, you know, I'm a big shout out to DJ Lord Jazz, you feel me? Definitely he's got an exclusive interview in this issue with Dot 4 Mag, you know what I mean? But, I got to go into this because this really goes into the deep roots of Riverside and, you know, everything that we talked about tonight, like on some real shit. I do really got to give a big salute to my homie Diz. I mean, I really do because out of all these influences and everything I have with the people we listen to, and Sean, you still there with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I have to say, he was a huge lyrical influence on me. He really was, homie. Like, and I that UMO shit that we had going, I still believe in that to this.
And I look at it like this, like Diz, like if he wasn't where he is at, I think he'd be a perfect person for that, your magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be a perfect, even if you can get an interview, because I know you could, with him while he's where he's at. It'd still be perfect because then you can be like, where you at now, where you were, and where you gonna go when you get home.
You know what? And I can, you know what? I need to figure out because I know he in Victorville. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to, so if you can
but
have
you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. Because I just did an interview with JD from the Lynch Mob from San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Definitely make something happen. But hey, I'm gonna blast this for you real quick. We're going to come back and just talk for a second and let everybody enjoy the night. But this is exclusive right here. This is old school. Got to understand, y'all, we recorded this when you didn't have even kind of technology like you do now. You know what I'm saying? And, well, actually, you kind of did, but it was still, you know, a lot different. But, you know, man, Dizlo, my homie, east side in the house for sure. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Riverside. Oh, hell no. Fuck that. Do not put this nigga on this beat. No, do not get this nigga this beat. Fuck no, he'll destroy it. Trust me, my nigga, this motherfucker will destroy this track. Not him, no, anybody but him.
Mediocre dark days never did look colder. When the bullshit's over, you'll get murdered just for fucking with foot soldiers, let alone the top of the rank. This ain't hip-hop. in my boxing game, banging a flip-flop. Can't figure me out, never met such a nice child. Killers is running wild in the California lifestyle. We don't just get it off, nah, we let the war tell. The more I fail, they ringing bullets like doorbells. Cops don't want to enter my center of town. We just draw down, like the London Bridge and they fall down. Front, but they don't want to say shit, we lazy. Acting stupid's a bitch, you don't want to play with a motherfucking 47. When I die, let me rise into a motherfucking orgy heaven. Well, shit is extreme, homie, say I'm out of my being. Do you really understand what a casualty means? It's like falling, pay for it, you wait for it. It's any day for it, it's nothing that you can do but just pray for it. Cowards get conducted with treason. We just bust them and leave them. Paramedics pick up their guts when they see them. That's why they wait 11 minutes for their response. Said he's giving them medication they don't need when they're gone. Better know that the reaper was on when the speaker was on. And you better agree with me when I'm wrong.
I'm from M.O.B. gang, so we bang the hardest. For you to the rivers and gardens. God bless the children that fell in the field. Homies to be killed by crooked ass police to the violated shield. I'm from M.O.B. gang, so we bang the hardest. For you to the rivers like gardens. God bless the children that fell in the field. Homies to be killed by crooked ass police to the violated shield.
Gang got white boys in my skin, screaming and stomping. Steadily screaming out content. Well, we got mass skins that hate space. Call us my days, but all you do is TMZ walking. Holocaust is accept no losses. Pit bulls beat you like hickory smoke sausage. The real got me on some other nation shit. Do a crime, can't get away in it, and nobody's saying it. 98% conviction rate. Homies think living is waiting on the execution extension date. Ever heard a nigga get 99 years? Bitch, sleep took 100-something on his. And he'll never, ever again feed his kids. Tell me again how merciful Jesus is. Why the hell do I gotta be the fugitive? Why the gotta be involved with what I do to live? If you come any closer, I got two to give. Cats out of my hood don't know what losing is. And I don't really know what the confusion is. What the contusion is, what the bruising is.
I'm from M.O.B. gang, so we bang the hardest. You to the rivers like gardens. God bless the children that fell in the field. Homies who be killed by crooked ass police through the violated shield. I'm from M.O.B. gang, we bang the hardest. You to the rivers like gardens. God bless the children that fell in the field. Homies who be killed by crooked ass police through the violated shield. I'm from M.O.B. gang.
Oh yeah, in case I didn't say it, fuck Cry Baby, fuck Whitey J, fuck you, Pitchy Park, Pitchy Puddle, whatever the fuck y'all wanna be, fuck you Cousin Los Primos, motherfuckers, fuck everybody, all enemies wiped out, 187.
I gotta get up for my dude Diz. And that was such a Riverside song. He was like.
And then you can't forget, we can't forget one more MC, Pistol Pop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, look, I, you know, Pistol Pop, the only reason I'm not dropping some Pistol Pop right now.
Oh, we don't want, we gotta let that be exclusive. That gotta come out. That
gotta
come out.
UMO, I mean, that's, you know, look, and Diz was a unique act, homie, because Diz. This dude can't, so, you know, this was, fuck, oh, but look, he used to hear a beat, and he would write a first line, and then he would go, there was even times he would walk around the block with a pen and a pad, because he didn't want to hear the beat again until he was ready to rap to it. He would write a hook, his 16s, and trust me, Diz has wrote some 32s, you know what I'm saying, but he didn't want to hear the beat again until he was ready to rap to it. He would hear the beat one more time and would rap what he wrote down, and then he'd be like, all right, cool, I'm ready. And Diz was one of the only rappers I work with that only, he maybe did like three takes at the most and was ready to go.
Because I remember when he came to me, he was like, Sean, man, take this CD and me and him ride, he'd be like, listen to it, and he put on that track. I was like, oh, my God. But the whole album, I loved it. Like, and then he came out with his second one. He like, how you like that one? I was like, I like that first one, but that second one, it's like, you know, it's just, you know how it is with an album. Sometimes your first one's better than your second. Sometimes your second better than your first. Sometimes your third better than your second.
Yep.
You never know how it goes.
But, you know, we were very excited about that first UFO.
Oh yeah, I remember when that came out, because he was telling me he worked with you on that, and it was just, you know, that's how it goes. You know, you got to keep everything.
Crazy is, real talk, we did it. We had shit that was literally, you know, not mastered, not nothing, just everything we had going. But I happened to live in L.A. at the time when we really started doing, like, some of that UMO shit. And I don't know if you remember this or remember hearing about this, but there was a photo crew from Sony Records that went to Boardwell Park and took pictures of all of us. In
mm-hmm.
fact, those were the last pictures taken of Bill Blass.
Mm.
Real talk. Like, and
what a train.
And yeah, but it was like the next week, like for real, is when that happened. And we sat there, dude, we had a photo crew up at Boardwell. And everybody was there. We barbecued. Sony got pictures of Big Smoke. You know, we got pictures in the pit, him preaching to everyone. I mean, like, it was really like, and it was Sony Records. I mean, obviously we had to get, you know, somewhat of a, you know, permission. They really came out there and did that shit, dude. And you know what was the funniest part about that? Really had nothing. We weren't making any money off anything. But there was a couple people out here in L.A. that heard our shit and were like, yo, you know, they talking about some real shit. And they brought a whole camera crew out there. It was insane.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Boardwell Park. And it's funny because being out here, like, when I went back to Cali to go see my kids and stuff, like, I'm, you know, like, everything has, like, when I went to Dink's funeral and all that, like, everything was just, I don't know how to explain it. Everything was different, you know. Everybody separated, and the only thing that brought us together when we was younger, like, I remember listening to Brother Lynch, like, me and a bunch of us, real, all of us, be at the park or whatever, and listening to, like, Brother Lynch and, you know, SIBO and X-Rated and stuff like that, like, and everybody be on that same thought, and it's like, to me, it's like music can separate you, can bring you together, it's just like R&B, you know. Certain R&B would be like on some other shit, and then some certain R&B would be like, okay, it's hard to kind of explain. Like,
I'm gonna say something real quick, and I know we're about to get cut off, but look, R&B is the key for hip hop coming back because people really do music, like real talk. Now,
if you do music, yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah,
music and R&B, it brings rap together.
I'm gonna go to Matt Ford just because I want his input. Man, for what? First off, am I wrong?
Nah, you're not wrong. Everything I'm listening to, everything and everything y'all saying is right.
And then also, you know, Tom, be sure to check in next. You know, I'm not getting off right now because I'm actually about to drop right now a UMO exclusive, like a UMO crazy exclusive. And I, you know, honestly, I can say pretty much the East Riverside exclusive. Fuck that. But
Before you do that shit, I'm just gonna say I'm outie. I gotta get up early tomorrow. I forgot what time it is. I know somewhere in the middle of fucking morning and day to go do my third day of physical therapy. Say shout out to Sean Boyd for calling up. Hey, glad to hear from you, pal.
Good.
I mean, hey man, we're gonna keep fucking with each other for sure, especially when you touch back down his rib.
I will.
Diner, you already know what's up. Like I say, everybody, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Dipo Radio, 8:30 Pacific PM, 11:30 Eastern.
Stop
on Sundays, 12:30 PM, The Mocking Show. Jody
hey,
Show on Saturdays, 5:30 PM.
Thursday night, we got Cormega, 8:30. We got PD Pablo at 9:30. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it big. We're going to chop it up, have a good time. PD Pablo drops his brand new mixtape, but all exclusive mixtape on Friday. We doing the first interview with him before his brand new shit he just dropped. Of course, Cormega just dropped Mega Philosophy last week, and it's just crazy. So, you know, exclusive interviews, and that's the way it goes. Matt Ford, we love you, homie. Good luck with your physical therapy, and we, you know, we'll see you on.
Dot 4 Radio, everybody, Mondays and Tuesdays, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Terradome. Dot 4 Terradome Radio. Check it out. Check with the listings on the Facebooks and Twitters, and we'll get back at you. I'm out of here, Matt Ford. Much love. Dot 4 Radio. I'm out of here.
Much love.
All right. Obviously, still sitting here with my homie, my brother from the mother, Sean Boyd, in the motherfucking house. We having a blast right now. So I got one more exclusive for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is beat done by me without a beat machine, nothing, just a little bullshit equipment we had back in the day, featuring me, Diz, and the homie Tashima. You know what I mean? And this was like the UMO anthem, and we're going to come back and get some last words from my dude, Sean Boyd, Die For Radio. Let's go.
My firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. Got a my biggest 2100. Any trouble seeks exist, you remote the shit. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You and Mo gang, you and Mo gang. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You and Mo gang,
motherfucking ride gang.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. You and Mo gang, you and Mo gang. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You and Mo gang, you and Mo gang.
Come on. The eyes of evade my compound. It's like you rolling around in my little town with your top down. Heater in the stash on my ass is dang fast. Think fast or bust a few shots and say fake ass. Niggas know that I can hold my own. Got a conviction for every city and street that I roam. Pop, 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 get bang with my shotgun ring. And nobody know about the pain that my shotgun bring. You grew up in style, I was abused and I'm proud. Took my whoops and smiled, a rugged juvenile. It takes time to rhyme with a mind like mine. I know gangsters that wanna shine with 45s and 9s. My dick in the mouth and you wanna mat to it. Shit, I react to it, I fuck her till she spit on the back fluid. Niggas on my jock tick the holes, hold me hostage like hostage. Locksmiths in my dad's Johnson. Test me now, eternally rest and be found. Cause the only survivors delay 90 deaths to be child. Who got it now, cherish the throne, prepare my home. So quickly like little Bow, I went to Eric and Dome. Knowing now only God can say you fuck a bulletproof vest. The federals do what the Hollywood say too. Niggas will be from melodies and keys. And I'm proudly willing to squeeze with why I die on my knees. Got a Gatling better known as a Max and ready for action. Squeezing orderly fashion when I be blasting. With my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and Mo's the shit. With my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and Mo's the shit.
Organized and official, blasted like scud missiles. My everlasting soul to the mob, and that's simple. Enough with the sweat and tears, I ruined careers. Learned all my life in square. Up and tackle my fears. God don't like ugly, ain't that the truth? Impeccable rhyme school, I was born in the booth. I'm ready to shoot, running for people to loot. I'm never stopping the plan, concocted from youth. Motherfuckers, and I'm preparing to move fast. I'm hard to gas flow, breaking out with a new stash. Next to a fast, epidemic or whiplash. Touch of a mob, steady moving to get cash.
With my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and most shit. With my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and most shit.
Open your eyes, nigga, you went that hard. And then start when the lead after the discharge. After the war games, just memorial pictures. A seeming fiction. The family grief cause they miss you. Who wanted with the UMO? Pouring arms of smoke. If ever rival gangs approach, victory achieved, wave my flag and roll. You're now at the mercy of the UMO. Beef the lie, cheat, treacherous and provoke. Snatch a bitch, break a pocket, send her ass back home. Just the introduction to the encore quick. There's traffic and wordplay that I flow with.
When my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and Mo's the shit. When my firearm squeeze, I let it go. You don't want it with me, so let it go. I got a mob, biggest 2100. Any trouble seems to exist, you and Mo's the shit.
Radio in the house. You remember hearing that track, my big homie?
Man, that shit, yeah, all that. That shit just brought back memories.
That's it, man. Well, I'm definitely gonna, you know, make sure you're tuned in with all the, you know, the UMO and everything we're doing, because you know it was really, I don't care what anybody says, like it was such a beautiful time. I mean, real talk.
He said such a beautiful time. He's stupid.
I mean, there was so much negativity, but come on, man. People from Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
People we fuck with from Riverside were talented as hell.
Man, you had everybody. You had Tashima, you had Diz, you had Snurk, you had Shaka, you had Dr. Stank, you had the list goes on. Like, you got, now you still got, you know, you got, who else?
I like Lil Reese can rap.
Oh, Lil Reese, he hot right now. Lil Reese, you got Dumpstick, you got
And the premiere issue, real talk, mm-hmm. Lil Reese does have an article in the premiere issue of Dapper Magazine that's dropping on August 15th. Lil Reese has an article in there, real talk. Oh.
Yeah, I want to read that. Like,
so we going to get it in. Okay, so homie, we got, you know, we probably going to get cut off very soon right here, so definitely give you last shout outs. We appreciate you rocking with us. What's yours, homie, real quick?
I just want to give everybody a shout out, man, for, you know, just keeping Riverside alive, man. That's one thing, you know, we grew up in the East. You support it. If you don't diss it, just rock with us. We're good.
Yeah.
And let's all make this money together. Like, it's music. It ain't hurt nobody. It's feeding us. So let's keep it 100. And
we really appreciate you obviously dropping in, and obviously you have a home here, you know, at Dapper Radio. Anytime you want to tune in, like I said, you know, same time, same place, same number on Thursday. We, you know, we open up with Cormega, who just dropped his album, and then you know, Petey Pablo after that, who dropped his album on Friday. So until then, this is Dapper Radio. I got Riverside in the house. I'm about to do it and buck him down with my homie Dizloke, East Riverside motherfuckers.
Yeah, just another beautiful day in sunny East Riverside, California. I'm just out here chilling, you know. Frankie Luciano on this motherfucker. Untouchable mob for all my East Riverside homies. Having fun out here, you know. I make it hard for a nigga to see this and he and me. You know he can't see it away. When I buck him down, when I buck him down. When I fuck him down, when I fuck him down. Society labeled me a bad man. Street trends are laughing. Kimmy, son of a bad business. Coke and Harley are crashing. Ain't no need for re-rock. My shit'll send you to detox. Shots for whenever the neighbors eat. Drop city on my land. Ashley Graham. Grand University, red like this shit like an Amsterdam.